last time on the Don and Mike Show.
I need some advice on genital warts. What do they look like?
They come in a variety of shapes and colors. And I advise you to do whatever I do when I get a genital wart, and that is to get yourself a nice razor blade.
No.
At a pinch, when Halloween time comes, when the kids come to your door, hand them out your little boogers.
Absolutely.
Tell them they're gummy bears.
Sure.
They won't taste sweet, but they'll be good and chewy.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free. At 877-365-3636. But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. Coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
Paging Dr. Homo. Paging Dr. Homo. We need you in the air studio. That's
the Don and Mike Show.
Lord.
You can get it. Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
Get into it.
Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And in my cup, I will bless the pot whenever the f*** I please.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The machine's not in here, so we can't play the tapes today. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Where's the machine?
It's out being surfaced.
It's soaking in chloride.
And we also don't have the Bob Barker tape.
And we also, I don't know about you guys, I'm having trouble getting a breath in here right now.
All right, listen, let's start the show before we start the complaining. Ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip, Robert, Jonathan, Hockbike.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
You know, Phil Hochberg once gave me some very valuable advice.
What was that?
Keeping the lady satisfied.
What?
He said, if you can't use your tongue, use your nose and your stump.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Genital Wart and all the ships at sea. Hey, they feel you, though. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello, but thank you for listening, everybody, coast to coast nationwide.
Phone number.
Same as it ever was. And again, you know, the sound effect's not there. Thank you, Mike. 877-365-3636. That is your hotline to the hits. New episode, Friday, September 8th. And once again, this place sucks teeth.
You know what? I swear, you said it before we came in here. What the hell are they doing it for right now? Why are they doing it right now?
Listen.
Putting something in the breathing system that's like bleach.
Mm-hmm. In one respect, they're doing something that we've asked them to do for 10 years.
Right. They're cleaning the ventilation system.
They are cleaning the ducts. They're cleaning the vents.
Oh, God. I mean, it's weird in here.
To do that, what they do is turn off the air conditioning and virtually flush out all of the ducts in the building with bleach.
Right.
What that means now is that we're in a studio, again, with no air conditioning, hot as hell, and the smell is like when you go to a pool. You ever been like to a hotel that has a pool inside?
Or a health club, an indoor pool.
Yeah, right. And as soon as you open the door and you walk in and you get that incredible chlorine bleach smell.
It's really horrible. Buzz was indicating to me as we're starting here, it's getting into your eyes, and I feel that too a little bit.
And the thing that's nutty about it is that on the station that we do the show from, and today we're at JFK. As it turns out, we should have been at NEW. We wouldn't have had these problems. We've been at NEW today.
Right.
At JFK, the morning show is not done from here.
Right.
Which means this room could have been bleached and they could have done this stuff from 6 to 10 in the morning.
Would have been perfect.
Libby is not here this week. G. Gordon Libby is on vacation, okay? He's out taking target practice. That means from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. they could have done all of this work. When did they decide to do this work? When did they decide to shut down the air conditioning and put the bleach in the ventilation system? Now, as soon as we go on the air.
They just did it, right?
Yeah.
Just now.
20 minutes
ago. I came down here a minute ago, and it wasn't even smelling anymore.
Now they started 20 minutes ago, and they said, listen, you might notice a slight odor of bleach when you walk into the air studio today.
I actually am a little woozy.
I mean, it is overpowering.
It's not really that warm in here because the air conditioning shut off. It's warmer than it normally is, but I get the feeling there's really no decent oxygen coming in here.
You know, I am constantly amazed at the backwards way this place operates. It's like they sit down, they have a staff meeting every day, and they say, okay, here's what we're going to do today. Who's got the great idea? You know how at AOL they have queer ideas at AOL, like the person who, you have to come up with an idea every day if you work at AOL,
right?
And the person with the best idea of the day gets a prize, and the person with the best idea of the week gets a prize.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that here, they have a meeting every day, every morning about 8 o'clock, they go, okay, let's get together now. How are we going to F up Don and Mike's show today? And someone will say, well, hold on, wait a minute. How about if we don't put the cart racks in? They go, okay, but that's been done before.
And we ought to start a countdown on that. You know, day number 30, no cart racks.
How about we turn off the air conditioning? No, we've done that before. But wait, I've got the trump. We turn off the air conditioning, and we bleach all the vents, and we wait until their show to do it.
It'll make their eyes burn, and they'll be dizzy. It'll be really fun, and they won't be able to get a really good breath.
Even though we could have done it all day long for the previous, well, you know, even going back to last night to when Ron and Fez went on.
Hey.
They had from 11 o'clock last night to 3 p.m. today.
Yeah, right. They had early morning. Of course, early morning, things just don't get done in the early morning here.
Things don't happen here until we go on the air. That's the official beginning of the work day here.
That's when all the work crews kind of roll in here to get started.
How about this nutty thought? You want to get really nutty? Why didn't they do it when they were rebuilding the studio? When one was here and all the arrangements had already been made.
No need.
That's nutty.
Right. All right.
It's the first time I've ever been in this studio where I've been breathing stuff that I really think is bad.
The fire extinguisher.
Yeah, the fire extinguisher was bad.
The good news is it doesn't smell like urine today.
Yeah, that is true. And you know, yesterday I noticed a particularly strong scent of urine out in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
But that has nothing to do with the vents.
That could have been for Mr. 40, though. Oh, listen, I got to tell you something. If this is not wild.
This is funny.
Last night we're leaving. We're walking out, making the traditional walk out of the building. Me, Mike, and Buzz. And Mr. 40's coming along. He says, hey, dog, I want to see your caddy. I said, come on down. So go to the parking lot. And he says, oh, that's nice. He says, can you take me to get my cab? Because, you know, we made him take a cab home last night. And I said, sure, hop in. So we pulled out of the parking lot.
Right. And when I left the building, I see Don and Mr. 40.
Alone.
Mr. 40 with his paper bag with his 40 inside of it, taking a big swig as I'm pulling out the parking lot. I didn't know you guys were getting ready to go on a joyride.
Yeah, we just went for a little spin. Listen to some tunes. I have a Jackie Brown CD in the car. Nice.
Just you and Mr. 40 cruising the streets.
Just driving around commenting on everything that a Cadillac means to a young professional. It was a nice time. I enjoyed taking him to his cab.
Mr. 40, you know, fit right in with the group.
Great
he had
guy.
A terrific time, and even at the end, when he was really not making a whole hell of a lot of sense, he was still having a good time.
Now listen, before we get to the show, I got to make a quick call to my cunny honey. Because she said something today that maybe is dumber than anything she said before about a purchase she wants to make.
Uh-uh.
Big purchase or small purchase?
Big purchase.
Okay. Hello?
Big purchase. Hi, honey.
Well, hi, my boo-boo.
Hi there. Oh, and also, I want to tell you, you know, like father, like son.
Yes.
One.
Last night, Bart is so distressed. Frida let him back her car out of the driveway. And kaboom.
Oh, what did he hit?
Like a side
light
wall.
Post. It was a light post
at the top of your driveway.
A light post. It was the whole side of her car was white from this light post, and there's all kinds of dents and stuff.
Oh,
you know.
And so the body Chop is very excited that her son is now a driver, too.
Yeah. Yeah. When I called him up today, fortunately, we have a guy who owns a body shop who lives on our street.
He's your favorite guy. You're his favorite customer.
And he's a neighbor. You know what? I generally don't talk.
You know, he'll probably be moving off our street to a better neighborhood now that Bart is driving, too.
I generally don't talk to a lot of our neighbors. We have, right, like, maybe 15 right other neighbors who live on the street. Mm-hmm. And I'm friends with maybe four or five of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is one of the guys that, you know, beyond me waving at him when I see him, you know, driving by, when he drives by, I don't speak a word to him.
Right.
He knows when I call him at his body shop, at his chop shop, he always knows it's going to be money for him.
It's going to be good news.
Hello there. Yeah, I pick him up and go, hey, hi, it's me. He says, what happened? I said, right, hey, I've got good news and bad news.
Yeah, you know, there's good news and bad news for him living on our street. One is the risk of bodily injury. Two is the business. I mean, so, you know, you get your dual-edged sword.
You know, he knows it'll be a check, a fresh check. He won't have to mess around with an insurance company because I believe you used up your deductible in the late 1960s.
There's no such thing as a deductible in our house.
Yeah, we raised our deductible to, I think, $2 million.
So I said, I got good news and bad news. The good news is it's not me.
Right.
The bad news is it's in the genes.
Oh, God.
And Bart is very down about
what does,
that.
Speaking of insurance, what does having a 16-year-old driver do to your, or a 15-year-old? He's a 16-year-old driver.
Now he'll be 16.
He'll be 16. What does that?
Listen,
I'm sure that screws up the insurance, but I guess it's
with me.
Is a push.
With me as the driver, it really doesn't matter.
No,
because we're already, like, in the worst possible category we can be in.
I was wondering if it might have even a better effect where just having someone else to drive in the family might lower your insurance rates a little.
We should try that argument.
Not with me, although, you know, they keep saying, you know, the insurance company, this is why they piss me off, because we pay this money for insurance, and then when something happens like this with my son backing into the pole, we don't turn it into the insurance company,
right,
because, you know, you don't want to turn it in because you don't want your rates to go up.
Yeah, it's a one, you know, the wonderful magic of insurance.
Even though our rates are, like, already sky high, mm-hmm, and they keep telling me I have not had a ticket for 2.5 years.
Very good.
I have not had any kind of a moving violation.
That's terrific.
Not a parking ticket, not a speeding ticket, mm-hmm, nothing. I've had nothing. And the whole time that we have these high rates, they would say to me, well, you have these high rates because you had 3 speeding tickets. And if you give it time, these speeding tickets will eventually fade off the radar. Well,
right,
I talked to the insurance girl this week, you know, because we got a new car. We got this Cadillac. And I said, hey, listen, speaking of this, isn't it about time for my rate to go down? Because I haven't had a speeding ticket for 2.5 years. And she said, yeah, but the problem is, Frida has had 2 speeding tickets.
No, I have not.
Yes, you have.
No, yes, I don't think so.
I talked to Cindy, and she said you had 2 speeding tickets, and that those are now going to be hanging on for the next year and a half.
Uh-oh.
I don't think that.
And now it's on you.
No, I think maybe 1 speeding ticket.
Now, she said you had 2 tickets.
No.
That were hanging on.
I don't remember that.
That was keeping up with us in the high bracket.
You know, what about you with your license tag upside down? That's probably
not my fault. I didn't do that. That was
your car.
And the cop didn't give us the ticket.
No.
Now listen, here's what she says to me today. You know all the times we go to New York when we broadcast from WNEW?
Mm-hmm.
And God, let me say again, we should have been there today with this awful studio we're in. You know those stupid cows they have all over New York?
Yeah.
Those
fiberglass cows.
Those big fiberglass cows. They're
always in the paper, always in the Daily News, always in the Post.
They're ugly eyesores. They're all over Manhattan. They're all over New York. And for a while, God bless them, the good people in New York were like painting profanities on them and,
yes,
and pulling the ears off these things. They're just
maiming the cows.
They're real eyesores. There's a couple right outside the WNEW building there, right, in New York. Well, she says to me today, hey, I'm reading in the newspaper that they're finally getting rid of these cows from New York.
Right. The exhibition's over.
And they're auctioning them off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She wants to buy one.
For the yard.
To put in our yard. To put in our yard.
They're art. I mean, they're all painted differently. They're neat looking.
Why don't you just go to one of those stands by the side of the road? You ever seen those, like, metal balls?
Yeah, the ones that are on the pedestal.
Right.
Like the Roman pedestal with the Christmas ornament on top of it.
Yeah, right, because it's a giant-sized ball. I mean, nothing is tacky. The only thing tackier than that,
lawn animals,
would be having one of these big, gigantic fiberglass cows, which is painted.
How do you weigh in on the pink flamingos?
No, I don't, I'm not a fan of the pink flamingo, but I like the cow. We had one in front of our hotel that was painted like a bellhop, and they're all painted differently. I like that.
So she says...
And it would be the backyard.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said it would be the backyard.
Yeah.
Still at this point, I'm still saying no, no, no. And then she says, but listen, the starting price of the auction is only... $7,000 per cow.
Okay, okay. You, okay. You take maybe 2 zeros off of that, and I'll bid on a cow.
Yeah.
You're, $7,000?
$7,000, and she
was
serious.
That's what they're starting at. God knows
what
they'll
the
end up at.
They're made out of, like, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Made out of fiberglass.
Right. Jeez.
No, they're huge.
You're nuts, honey. You're nuts. I swear to God, you're out of your mind.
And I'm sure that the different patterns on the cows will bring more money. You know, like the Skyline cow the school bus. You know, you ought to tell her she can get it if she gets the Hooters cow.
No, I take a cheap one. I don't want an expensive one.
Honey, I don't want a big fiberglass cow in our yard. Even if it's in the back. And then she says to me, okay, I'll compromise. We'll put it in the backyard.
It'll be a conversation piece.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. No. Answer no. All right. Thank you. Love you.
All right. Goodbye.
Love you. See ya.
Bye-bye. Now, people will pay for anything, won't they?
Yes, they will. So it's a good, you know, it's a good thing, I guess, that we're not in New York today.
Yeah.
Because she would have gone with me today.
To bid on a cow?
She probably would have wanted to buy one of those goddamn stupid cows.
You know, there's something to look at. That's what they count as. I mean, there's something like to take up space on the street, but I just don't picture them in someone's yard. There's certain ones that are more interesting than others.
Well, they're all stupid.
The school bus cow was one that I was fond of.
Charlie
was one
like
right
that.
Outside the... Yeah, Charlie liked that one. Charlie Stuang never went by the school bus cow where he didn't point it out and try to sit on it.
Did you see the MTV Awards last night?
You know, I didn't. After all the talk I was
I
doing
did.
About him, I didn't see him.
We watched it for a while. They sucked. I'll give you the only highlights. The only highlights were Eminem.
Right, he won 3.
He was great. When he did the Slim Shady song, he started outside Radio City Music Hall with all of his young Nazis behind him.
Like
all of
all the guys dressed like Eminem?
Dressed like him.
Same
and
hair.
They came marching into the Radio City Music Hall, and it was nice because... Like, he's walking by Christine Aguilera,
right?
You know, he disses her in the song, and he walks by Britney Spears. That was good.
Were they laughing, or were they not laughing?
They were stone-faced.
Really?
The Wayans brothers could not have sucked enough.
Mm-hmm.
Marcy Gray, I don't know what's up with her hair. Mm-hmm. I really don't. But I got to tell you, the Britney Spears last night was as close to naked as she could have been. Mm-hmm. And she last night... was auditioning for a role in Showgirls 2.
She is, and you know what?
She is a little whore.
And she is on an upward curve with her appearance.
She is
naughtier looking and sexier looking.
I mean, the song was ridiculous. When I stopped staring at her outfit and stopped looking at her bump and grind, Frida said to me, do you realize what song this is? And I was like, huh? And she said, listen to the song. And I said, huh? And she said... She's singing I Can't Get No Satisfaction, the Stones song.
Oh,
except like it was all, you know, messed up in that Britney Spears way.
Describe what she was wearing or what she wasn't wearing.
A very teeny, tiny tube top.
Cool.
And underpants.
Really?
That's the outfit.
I've seen her recently. She looks better than she's ever looked.
She was crawling around on the floor. And she's doing that thing where she's like pretending she's a reptile, where she's crawling around on the floor. And I mean, if they had a pole up on stage,
she'd be doing the exotic dancing.
Right. She could have done that thing where she was swinging around the pole.
I like that.
Yeah. But that show couldn't suck enough, that MTV show. Beyond that.
Whose idea was it to get the Wayans brothers?
Wasn't it
Chris Rock last year? They had Chris Rock that did it last year.
And he was on last night, and Chris Rock was funny.
Mm-hmm.
He was on as a presenter or something. He's always funny. But
totally, at the MTV Awards, I saw the replay of it. He totally trashes the artist, which is hysterical. I mean, you know, he doesn't put him up on a pedestal, and that's what made that so funny.
So anyway, that's the highlight from the MTV Awards. Did you hear that Bobby Knight is in trouble again?
What did he do this time?
Listen to this. Well, I saw this on ESPN this morning.
This is great.
There are kids lined up, college kids at Indiana, waiting to buy tickets for the football game. He walks by this line of kids. A kid says to him, hey, Knight, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
That's all the kid says.
Right.
Hey, Knight, what's up? Bobby Knight grabs the kid by the arm.
Oh, my God.
Starts shaking him.
Oh, my. In front of all the other kids waiting in line.
And drops the F-bomb and drops the S-bomb and starts screaming at this kid.
Because he called him Knight?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. He goes off on him. That's all I know.
This might be it.
They broke in for the special report on ESPN, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is now a special news. They go, we break in to this report. Bobby Knight has done it again. Reports out of Bloomington say, and they had it exactly as that the kid said, "What's up, Knight?" Bobby Knight grabs him, screams at him, shakes him, walks away.
Isn't he on double secret probation?
Remember, they had him on what they call a zero tolerance policy, excuse me. And now they're saying that the school's investigation is taking this extraordinarily seriously.
Now, do you have any more details about what happened?
That is the latest. Don has all the details. I just would add that the school says its police force is investigating and that they're taking it extraordinarily seriously.
I mean, you could almost understand it if the guy said, like, "Hey, F you," or the guy said, "Screw you." The guy said, "What's up, Knight?"
That's it.
And he went off.
That's all he said.
And he just started shaking the kid.
He went off. Mm-hmm.
He's done.
Yeah, I think so.
He's toast.
Oh, my man.
Do you think this will be it?
Yeah, he's got to be out. They're going to can his ass now, for sure.
No doubt.
My man, Bobby Knight, dog.
He just grabs the kid.
What's he doing?
Little kids.
What the hell are you doing? And it's a 19-year-old freshman.
Perfect.
Right.
Probably like weighs about 150.
You know, as in broad daylight.
Yeah.
Kid standing in line waiting to buy a ticket to a football game. What's up, Knight?
Wow, you GDUMFer. Don't you talk to me like that. Who are you to talk to? You don't talk to me like that. Oh, man, I forgot I was on double secret probation. Zero tolerance.
There is one other detail you might find interesting. The student, his stepfather, is a radio talk show host who's been a longtime critic of Bob Knight.
Oh.
So there's that connection. So maybe Knight knew who the kid was.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You know what? Even if,
oh, sure.
Even if Bobby Knight knew that.
Yeah. He'd be the last kid you want to go off
with. Right.
Bobby Knight should know that whether it's that kid or whether it's someone in an arena or another coach, people are going to be laying traps for him.
That's one of them.
All year long. And he got caught in the first trap before the season even started. How fantastic is
first
that?
First semester.
That's
way to go,
fantastic.
Bobby.
Fantastic. Then I spent some time today watching Regis this morning.
Hi, how are you?
Because Joy was on.
Was there tension?
There was tension in this regard. First of all, I want to say something. Joy Philbin looked good.
Good.
Like, she's worked on herself. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. I told you, I do Joy Philbin.
You hang on. You hang on to these women. Do you remember the picture in the tabloids of Joy Philbin?
Yeah, okay.
That's the real Joy
Philbin. With her pancake boom.
All the lighting in the world. You know, they help her a tremendous amount. Then somebody, like, pulls a little, like, shoestring when she gets off that show, and every gravity takes its total toll.
No, I'm telling you. She had muscly arms, like she'd been working out. Her hair is longer. She had a nice black dress.
Johnny.
She looked kind of hot. Oh, she's not like that lady, like the rub my feet lady.
Johnny.
Time to rub the bunions.
I would do Joy Philbin. If you're listening, Joy Philbin, somewhere in Midtown Manhattan right now, I want to tell you something. I would do you.
Joy Philbin.
I'd do you better than Regis ever does.
Well, you know, and there's tension on that front.
So, they start the show, and Regis makes a big deal about, she's back, pinch hitting again. And, of course, what's unspoken is the fact that, you know, hey, look, Joy's back. Even though I banged the Notre Dame cheerleader.
Right.
She's here. She's with me. Joy's back. And they get the applause. And then they go through some conversations. And the awkwardness came not from Joy Philbin.
Right.
But from Regis. Because Regis was picking up some playbill. They'd been out to some show on Broadway.
Playbill.
And he said, wow, we went to the show. Look at this girl. Wasn't she marvelous? And it's this girl who's wearing this yellow dress that's virtually see-through. And he says, wasn't she great? And Joy Philbin says, yes. And she was quite attractive. Didn't you think so, Regis? And he went, yeah, I did.
What a trap.
And then he says that he has talked to some designer in New York, and he wants to have this exact dress that this woman was wearing in the show made for Joy.
Oh, sure.
Smart move.
Because Joy would look so hot in that.
There you go. You can and that's not normal for him.
No.
That's not normal behavior. He's not going to say that, you know, I'm going to have that dress made for you, Joy, because you're so beautiful.
And then two or three other times during the show, he mentioned how lovely she was.
You are so lovely and beautiful today. You're just wonderful. I love you. Please, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me, God, for the love of God.
It was great, and it was awkward, and you could see in the guy's face,
that he was petrified.
She was calm. She was under control.
Sure. She's in the driver's seat.
Right.
100% in the driver's seat. She also doesn't strike me as the kind of lady that would have the lack of, I guess the word I'll use is dignity, to do what Kathy Lee did to Frank right. Gifford.
Yeah, no.
You know, she's just, I mean, even if she was really
so.
Pissed, she probably is not the kind of person that would lay it on the line.
Probably at home.
Oh, yeah, probably tough.
She treats him the way that Kathy Lee treated Giff.
Like he comes home, you know, she's sitting in the kitchen. Hello, pig.
Yeah, right.
Go up to your room, pig. We aren't speaking this evening.
Honey, I'm home. Hi, pig.
Go upstairs to your fur coat.
Thought it was a great dynamic. Really great. It was a great morning of television. Watched little Regis and Joy, turned over to SportsCenter, saw the Bobby Knight show come on.
It was very, very cool. Yeah.
Very outstanding. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I was talking about Britney Spears last night.
Yes.
Did you see her abs, too? They were all tight and, like, defined. Remember she used to have the belly a couple of years ago?
She looks good.
She has been on a tremendous upward curve. She was good to start with, don't get me wrong, but I mean, she looks really hot lately.
And you should have seen the way she was acting last night.
Mm-hmm.
Really like a whore.
Like, you know, making that segue from teeny bop star into maybe the Madonna era.
Right,
into
hooker.
Very cool.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike. Tom from Bakersfield. How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, man, she sucks. I mean, yeah, she's good to look at, but I tell you what, she has no talent.
Well, the discussion here has never been about her talent.
No.
You know, and her music.
How many acts really today do have real talent? I mean, they're very few.
You know what, though? The MTV Awards has just basically hit the wall. I mean, honestly, it sucked. It was just, I mean, each year they keep going down and down.
Well, how many, when we're talking about talent, musical talent, you know, yeah, writing talent, melodies, everything, you know, you don't have the same kind of talent that you had, you know, years, even when MTV was starting. You don't have the same thing.
You're saying you're not wowed by the colossal talent of Kid Rock?
It just doesn't do it for me. You know, you get a lot of choreography now. You get a lot of the prefab, prepackaged. More than, you know, I remember, do you remember when New Kids on the Block first, and everybody mocks New Kids on the Block because they stood alone as this prefab kind of thing, and now it's every other act. It's ridiculous.
Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello.
Hello, Dynamite.
Hi.
Hi. Did you see Regis last night on the Millionaire Show?
No.
He totally screwed this one woman contestant. It was ridiculous.
He screwed her? He had sex with her? But there's a big chair?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was little. They bleeped it out, though.
I'll give you $1 million right now if you'll have sex with me.
She had 32 grand, and she was going for 64.
Just put on a fur coat.
Boy, okay, that's you just won $4,000.
That's a beautiful dress. I'm going to have that made for my wife, Joy.
Anyway, the question was about a 92-year-old woman who walked across the United States for some cause and was arrested twice. And the question was, for what cause? She had one lifeline left, and she went for the 50-50, and the one answer was Social Security reform, and the other one was something else. Regis totally led her on to believe that it was Social Security reform because she was so old. And she says, oh, well, I was thinking about that, but then he says, you want to make that your final answer? And she goes, yeah, okay.
Well, you know, that is a criticism of him a lot on that show, and I really don't think... You know, frankly, he's not a bright man. And I can say that because I'm not a bright man either.
So if you're really being led by Regis, you're toast anyway. So, yeah. I mean, whatever happens to you, you deserve it.
He does not know the answers.
Right.
You know, he doesn't know the answer until they say...
Oh, he had one the other night.
Is this your final answer?
He had one the other night. I meant to actually write it down. It was so bad. It was a mispronunciation that he had, and I forgot what it was. It was really, really horrible. And they just... I think he makes so many mistakes that on certain ones, they just leave them in.
Right. Because there's only so many hours of the day that you can edit a show.
Yeah, I'll try to remember it, but it was a pure Regis one, and they just left it in there, and nobody said anything. And I'm like, you unbelievable moron.
Hello, John and Mike show.
No, you got it all wrong. Britney Spears was not the highlight of that music awards show last night. The highlight was when everybody's main man, Mr. Attitude, Bobby Brown, walked out.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, man, listen to this. This guy, if Whitney Houston is up there, she's singing a song, and she said, I'm going to award the best video of the year, which was Eminem. So, and as she's reading the nominees, they cut back to her, and the winner is, and then Bobby Brown walks out of the backstage holding the award, and he, like, comes up to the podium and, like, slams it down. There is complete silence in the crowd. There's no, like, hooping and hollering, like, oh, look, it's Bobby Brown. No one says a word. And then she says, isn't this exciting, honey? He says, I don't give a damn. He was so irritated. I
how quickly they fall, how quickly they fall.
Yeah.
He was pissed, man. He was aggravated. He was angry.
Yeah, this is Bobby Brown. Yeah. I'm chilling down here with the two fat men. Yeah.
All right. Wish I would have had that. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don?
Yes?
Hi, I wanted to thank you for the West Coast feed tip for DirecTV because I called it yesterday and I got it.
F you. F you.
But I live in Westminster, so I'm between Baltimore and Washington, and I don't get NBC out of Washington, so they let me have West and East Coast feed, so I have New York and L.A. now.
Oh, just NBC or all of them?
All of them.
Oh, F you. You have NBC, don't you, West Coast?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. You have it too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'm such an idiot, though. I get home last night because remember when I hung up with that guy and he said he was going to work on it?
Right.
And so I go to the L.A. stations. The first one, of course, I was on was NBC. I'm like, whoa, Laura. And then I go immediately to all the other stations I don't have.
But it was great because I got to watch Oprah when I got home from work at 6.
Oh, way to rub it in. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. You know, why is it that everybody else in the world gets this deal where they can call and get the networks, yet we can't?
I don't know.
Can't we get some sort of, can't we do what we've always done when it comes to, like, getting stopped in snowstorms or something? We pretend that we're important media figures.
Can't we lie about that? Didn't you hear me on the phone with the guy the other day? I said to the guy,
I work for CBS.
I work in programming at CBS.
CBS.
It's vital that I have the West Coast feeds.
Right,
he
sucks.
He said, no, absolutely not.
He wasn't having any.
No can do. Hello, Donna. On my show. Well, I'm glad that she got it, though.
Yeah. Don.
Good for her. Yes.
Is Jacques Nasta here again? President Ford?
Hey, Jacques.
Hey, listen, you cut me off last time. You don't have any fire stones on that caddy there, do you?
No, they are. B.F. Goodrich.
Oh, because I would have changed them myself down in Ocean City down there.
Hey, Jacques, how you holding up under the pressure?
Oh, it's terrible. Did you see me at the hearings there, Mike?
Yes, I did, Jacques. You did not look like a happy man.
I said your name a couple times. I was like, well, Mike, no matter. You know, he's a friend of mine. Hey, I just want to say you guys are doing great.
Thank you, and thank you for the apology.
Oh, no problem. I, you know, your safety is my utmost concern.
Way to go. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hola, we're doing great, thank you.
Okay, I was watching Regis the other night, and I think I have the mistake that Mike was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was it?
The question was, this plant is commonly used as a substitute for chocolate. And three of the choices, I forget them, but the fourth one was C-A-R-O-B, and Regis goes, carob.
Here's what's great about Regis. That wasn't the specific one that I can remember.
My God.
But it's
and
another
the woman,
great one.
Well, then the woman goes, I'll say B, carob. The final answer, he goes, oh, is that how you pronounce it?
That is such a perfect one.
He's never heard of carob?
Carob, no. Unbelievable.
And she looks at him and she goes, yeah, I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Oh, my God, that is bad. That's yours is better than mine. Even if I remember mine. I know yours is a better example.
You know, he's like a car wreck.
He is.
You can't avoid watching it and watching it's ugly, but you still watch anyway. It's great.
Thank you. Thanks for the all call.
Right. Bye-bye.
Carob. Hey, Carob, give me one of those ice cream bars, the one that's Carob-coated. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, I'm calling from New Jersey. I want to guess the secret sound.
Oh, no, you haven't done good enough yet.
Oh, man, I love you.
You've not performed enough yet. Our ratings are still below the radar screen.
Well, I've done my part, though.
All right, sir. Well, I'd like to believe that.
I've told at least 50 friends to listen to your show.
All right, keep sharing it with your New Jersey brothers.
All right, thank you, my friend. Thank you for listening.
Keep it up, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The people of New York cannot participate in the contest until we at least get to a two-share.
We want it to be a nice Christmas season in New York City.
At least to a two-share. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
We're getting closer, though. I think we're like to a 1-5 or something.
Very good. Don, what if you did get one of those cows, put it in your backyard, you could put it right over the dead spot in your backyard below the deck.
Oh, and you could pee on it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? What if she let you put it right under the deck? Right in your spot where you're like...
Out of that?
That would be... it's somewhat intriguing, isn't it? Like, be right on the couch.
Fiberglass would not rust out, though, would it?
It would be perfect. You could aim for the bullseye.
Yeah, you could actually have a little a target down there.
You'll take the paint right off of it.
Honey, I'm going outside to pee on the cow.
Listen, I'm not going to pay $7,000 for a target for me to hit when I pee off my deck.
I'll tell you, it opens a whole bunch of possibilities, though. Where your birthday's just around the corner, and maybe just getting you some kind of target.
You know, that still flips her out.
That you do that?
Yeah. It wasn't last night. It was a couple of nights ago that we were in the kitchen. We just got done with dinner, and we were talking and junk, and Bart's getting his school stuff together. And I walked by the bathroom. There was a bathroom right there, right by the kitchen table, but I walked by because it was a nice night. I went outside, and I'm standing out on the deck, and all of a sudden I hear from behind me, "What are you doing?"
And
I'm like, "Oh,
dangerous!"
I actually jumped for a second. I said, "Oh, I'm peeing."
Did you say one time you prefer to do it? The best time to do it is when it's raining.
I love it when it's raining.
Just then you don't have to really even worry about.
Then you can just like pee all over the.
Like nature flushing it.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's very tough because you have to aim to get it through
between the slats.
The slats on the deck. Yeah. She said, "Why do you like doing this?" I said, "I don't know. I do. You know."
I think you are in the vast majority of
the ABCs of me.
But I think all men like to guy thing. Not all. I mean, I don't want to say all, but I mean, men like to pee outdoors.
Mm-hmm. I do it all the time. I do it year round. As a matter of fact, maybe the maddest she's ever been at me is when we had a snowstorm last year.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked out on the deck.
You were writing your name?
And there's just, what I had done was, I had gone out there three or four times during the morning because I drink a lot of water, and I had managed to just make a giant circle.
Bad dog.
You know, a giant circle where there was one of those times we had like 8 or 9 inches of snow.
Making a little cheesecake.
And there's a giant indentation in the middle of it. From where I had gone out, I was very proud of my handiwork.
And sit there with a perfect circle, lift out a complete Carnegie Deli cheesecake.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, I wanted to suggest that you go ahead and let your wife buy the cow, because that way there's no way she can hold any stupid purchase you want to make over your head.
Oh, no, listen, you don't even know the tons of stupid purchases that my wife has made. I won't even, you know what, I don't even think I've ever talked about this on the air. Did I ever tell you about the time that she made me go with her to an art store?
No.
And it was an art store where they make art out of garbage.
Gee.
Okay, I mean, not real, like, garbage from a garbage can, but, like...
Baby diapers.
Twisted metal and stuff.
Right.
And what this guy did was, he took, like, coat hangers, and he got, like, 50 of them, and he bent them, and he kind of made it look like a German Shepherd's face.
A creative endeavor.
And then he took a couple of, like, Coca-Cola bottle tops, bottle caps, and put them where the eyes would be. And she paid, like, $500 for this piece of garbage, and it's hanging on the wall in our house.
Really?
Yeah. She calls it art.
So that, you know, you just got to make a mental note of all of those.
Yeah, and throughout our house we got stuff like, you know, we've still got the bird cage. We have a bird cage in our house. Hello?
I remember.
We have no birds.
You did.
We did, but she got the bird cage before we had a bird.
So the bird cage is kind of decorative?
Yes.
Well, she's into, like, modern art.
And don't forget the big, that big Bride of Frankenstein hair dryer thing she has. You know that thing? You know when ladies used to go to the beauty parlor, mm-hmm. and they would sit down in the chair?
Right.
And it almost looked like an electric chair, and it has that big, gigantic cone that comes down, and you put on the woman's head, that big metal thing?
Hair dryer.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got one of those chairs, complete with the big metal cone,
wow.
and it's just sitting in our house, like as a statement.
Then you ought to go out and buy a barber chair. One of those original barber chairs that are supposed to be nice and comfy. You know, the old kind that you...
I don't want a barber chair.
You sit there, lift it up, raise it, you know, raise it up, lower it down, and stuff like that.
I mean, she buys junk all the time. I think...
Hey, how you doing?
Does your wife buy junk, Buzz? Not so much, no. She's very frugal that way. See, my wife buys junk, too. I'm dealing with fur lamps right now.
Fur lamps?
Fur. Artificial, but fur lamps.
What the hell? I mean, yeah. Okay.
Hello, wait a minute. Hold on.
In my living room.
We may have a winner.
I mean, they're made out of artificial fur. There's hair on the lamps.
We have a winner. You know that she is often want to log on to those websites occasionally. And
you have fur lamps in your living room?
I believe they came from that. They might have come from that. They might have come from some other source. I'm not sure what the source is, but one night I'm sitting there, and I don't, you know, I'm kind of like you in this regard, that I don't really pay attention to the surroundings a lot. I come home, I do my thing. And I'm looking over, and I go to turn on a light. I'm reading an article, and I go to turn on a light, and my hand brushes by fur. That it's fake fur. You know, it's like the fur you'd have on a... Remember when they stopped using real fur on parkas and they put that fake stuff on there?
Yeah.
This is the same material, white on the outside of the lampshade. And I said to myself, Jesus, that's a fire hazard. I mean, isn't that... I mean, the hotter the bulb gets, the more... And I've got one on the... Right when you walk into my, you know, my main room, right off the kitchen, there's a fur one on the right and there's a fur one on the left.
Did you ask her about them?
I did. I don't... You know, and I think the answer... I got halfway through the answer. It might have gone somewhere else. I might have taken my mind, you know. And you know you
okay,
do that,
I'm
too.
I'm with you there.
Where it's just like, oh, what they were. They're really modern. They're supposed to be. And I just... And all of a sudden, it starts out with, oh, these are the latest fad. They're really supposed to be. And I hear, this is the latest fad. It's supposed to be...
Yeah, right.
I don't pay attention.
Right. Tune out, man.
Have you seen Oscar around lately?
It's Oscar's color.
But it's not Oscar. It's
no, Oscar's outside of his bad knee. Oscar's doing fine. But okay. It's not Oscar. But it's the same fur. But it's artificial. And I don't. I think we had company over when I noticed him. I was sitting there.
Well, that's a bad time to notice it when you have company over.
I said I was reading an article. No, I think somebody. Actually alerted me. I am so out of it in my own home that somebody said, hey, what are these, fur? And I said, yeah, I guess they are. Honey, when did we get those? And I heard the pop, pop, pop.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. There is some weird stuff.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, whatever happened to the kayaks?
God damn you, people remember everything.
I love it. I do love it.
You know, we got them. We never use them.
Right.
That was another thing she had to get. Uh-huh. We had to buy kayaks so that she and I could go kayaking. We don't go kayaking.
You know, the more I think about this, I could pretty much give you a list. I could give you a list of the weird stuff that bubble gum dispenser, a real one, a bubble gum dispenser that we've got in the house. And then we've got old phones, probably 30 or 40 old phones. That she has collected, like the it doesn't matter, you know, they don't have to be like classic additional phones. These are just old phones. And it's now I will give my wife credit. She buys a lot of this stuff and sells a lot of it. That's what she does.
Now listen,
yes,
we have old phones too.
Okay,
not as many as you.
Yeah,
but we have old phones.
Do you have old phones to use, or do you have old phones that are just sitting in a box?
We have in our basement two boxes of old telephones.
Wow. Do you have any mannequins?
Oh, no.
No. No.
I think she sold them all. We had a whole garage full of mannequins.
Oh, you know, nothing would go nicer with those fur lambs than a couple of nice naked mannequins
there. There's one in the shed. I know that. There's one that scared the crap out of me out in the shed. I was going to look for some oil, and it was sitting there, and I came in, and it had a wig on it. It actually came came with the wig on it, and it had eyeshadow and nipples. And I walked in, and it was just like, okay, yeah, like that. There's the mannequin.
You should have made one of those lamps, like from Christmas Story.
I swear to God, I'll bring the mannequin in. If it's still there, I will bring the mannequin in one day. Just sit in that chair over there.
Listen, man, you learn something on this show every day. I thought I had it bad with Frida, you know, with the stupid art pieces and stuff. You're the winner.
Fur lamps? I'm not even... You know what?
Mannequins?
I haven't scratched the surface. I could do an inventory for you.
Why don't you? If you can remember this weekend...
Over the weekend, I will bring in an inventory of... And I am not... I'm challenging myself here. I will bring an inventory of 50 items that are unusual that are in my house.
I will take that challenge, except I won't call them unusual. I will call them useless.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's
useless
good.
Items. And speaking of, how's your slot machine doing?
Untouched. Gathering dust. Daryl got it to work. I haven't been in... It's not that I haven't touched it. I haven't been within 4 feet of it for 3 or 4 months.
Okay, time out. We've got to do a break.
That's when you get a little free pass on that, but see, I'll get the crap sometimes that's worthless and useless, too. Very, very, very strange.
Toe tappers right there, touch toe. It's time to clear the lines out. Really, we want to give away the money today because we have a new contest starting on Monday.
Wow.
Oh, you know what we're doing next week? Next week, we're giving away a trip to Iceland every day.
Oh, Iceland, where the most bars per person.
Monday through Friday.
Well, hold on, a guy's got another one of Frida's purchases. Goddamn, people have good memories.
Joe?
Yeah, hey, Don.
Hi.
Remember when Frida bought the bowling bag? The old bowling bag from like the 50s? And
there she goes.
Sit in the kitchen?
Wow. That's another thing that we have in our house, sitting in our house, a bowling bag.
And Don, if it's any consolation, I pee off my deck, too, and I'm pretty sure we kind of live around the same type of neighborhood.
That's right, I remember the bowling bag.
Thank you, my friend.
The classic, but extremely important we keep our wives separate. Very, very important.
Let's make the list this weekend.
Absolutely.
I'm going to write myself a note right now.
Right.
Make a list of Frida's useless items around the home.
Because I swear to God, we get them together on a regular basis. You and I might come home one day and there'll be a biplane in the backyard.
Did they tell you about the books? That one day she was somewhere and there were, I think she has a Bible that was inscribed on...
Rob, stop laughing. Rob's laughing at biplane right there.
On the inside, it's inscribed, it's printed, Dick Gephardt. You know that guy?
The old book phase when she was going to book auction.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I said to her, what do we give a crap if we have a Bible that was Dick Gephardt's? And she said, well, he might be famous someday, right. And then we'll have his Bible. So it's like that. Yeah, we've also got boxes and boxes and boxes of useless books in our house.
I know.
Okay, clear the lines.
Makes them happy.
Call 100. We'll give away the money. 877-365-3636. Good luck.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
I wish we were really big, like Dylan or Stones.
Well, what do you mean big? We're as big as anyone. We have a hit show on CBS. Why can't you see that?
Come on over.
Make them hit you, Don and Mike.
I forgot to tell you also, I spent endless hours playing NFL 2K1 on Dreamcast.
Your new game, how do you find it?
It's great.
Excellent.
It's better than last year's. It's still a video game, but it's as close to watching a game on TV and playing a football game as possible.
This is the, of all of them, this is the most state-of-the-art, right? With the graphics and stuff where it's kind of, they move and...
The Dreamcast, I mean, they look like real guys. I mean, their arms are kind of stiff.
Right.
Okay? It's obvious that they're video guys, they're cyber guys. But at one point, it's got all of these little hidden things. I was being the Rams, of course, because the Rams are the best team. They have like a 100 offense and a 100 defense. I was playing the Rams against the Chicago Bears, and by the end of the first half, I was winning, I think, 56-0. When Kurt Warner threw for, I think in the first half, he threw for 550 yards.
It is a video game.
After, like, the eighth touchdown, he did a dance in the end zone, and he takes his helmet off, and they do a close-up of his face, and he's got the beard stubble, and he runs over and kisses his wife in the stands.
Wow. Little details like that.
Yeah, that is a great goddamn video game.
I mean, you've played those games for years. I mean, are they, they're not all that complex, right?
Well, this one is.
Because I got on one of them one time when I think you recommended one of them, and they're, you got to really, like, know your way around them. And
this is a kind of complex. I mean, on this one, on the new Dreamcast NFL 2K1,
right.
You call the play, and then when you go up to the line, you press a button to put a guy in motion. You can, if the defense reacts and moves the guy with him, you can press a button and move him back. And the whole time, when you put a guy in motion, the quarterback's leg moves like he does during a real game.
And then when you push the button to initiate the play, is it all automatic at that point?
No. At that point, the receivers, because you've picked the play in advance and it shows you on the screen the routes the receivers are going to run.
Right.
You drop back to pass and you have like 2 seconds to figure out which guy's going to be open.
And depending on which button you push, that's the receiver you throw to.
That's where the ball goes. And then you switch, after you push the button to throw the ball, you switch the button to control the receiver so that you jump up in the air and catch the ball.
This is swollen thumbs territory here.
It's, I mean, I was absolutely barricaded last night in the basement. I could not be bothered for anything. Down there, loving it. 56-0 at halftime.
Well, thanks to that guy that brought it in there for you. Yesterday.
Yes. Thank goodness. Because I didn't have to take the extra 10 minutes it would have taken me.
Inconvenience.
To stop on the way home to buy that game myself last night. Thank goodness. I paid him for it. No,
of course. You gave him a tip. Didn't you? A dollar tip?
Yeah, I did.
You sent it.
And I bought Mr. 40 his brews yesterday, too.
That's great.
Damn generous. Hello, Don and Mike.
I'm caller 100.
Right, yes you are. Please, roll up your window or whatever you're doing there. It's too loud.
That window.
Roll it
up. Actually, let's pull over.
Okay. All right. Pull it over. Pull it over, honey.
Boy, that's a noisy road ride you got there.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Oscar Franco.
Oscar, where are you calling from?
I'm in Milpitas, California, but I'm listening to you from the Sacramento station.
Oscar, you've won the Roy Jones Jr. versus Harding prize pack. Roy Jones Jr. versus Harding boxing event
Saturday, that's tomorrow, live on pay-per-view. Call your local cable or satellite provider to order.
Hey, Oscar?
Yeah.
How's the rest of the DeFranco family?
The rest of the Franco family is great.
I agree. Oh, it's the Franco family.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not the DeFranco family. Oh,
that's a shame.
Are you an American?
Yes, sir.
Franco-American.
Well, I got Oscar, as in Oscar Mayer and Franco-American hot dogs.
Right. Gotcha. I was watching a Where Are They Now on the DeFranco family.
Really? What on the... What, now, I would be fascinated to know what that family's doing.
Tony DeFranco was...
the kid, the boy.
He was a celebrity they couldn't find.
Really?
They did Where Are They Now.
He's missing.
And at the very end, yes, it was something, not MIA, it was CIA, a celebrity out of, I don't know, they got some like three-letter...
Some jargon for him not being around?
And that means MIA, means missing in action.
Tony DeFranco, I would assume, would be roughly the same age as like a Donny Osmond.
Right.
You know, because he was kind of like the poor man's... Donny Osmond, you know when they had the Harlem Globetrotters and then they had the Magicians? Then you had Donny Osmond, you had Tony DeFranco.
Right. Because a heartbeat,
it's a love beat. And when we meet, it's a good vibration. It's a heartbeat, it's a love beat. And when we meet, it's a good sensation. Listen to my heart pound. Deep, 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 deep. Listen to my love sound. Deep, 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 deep.
Feeling getting stronger, stronger, stronger. Can't get along to the any longer. Because a heartbeat, it's a love beat. And when we meet, it's a good sensation. The heartbeat.
We're fags.
Oh, love. We love that song, though.
Oh, I love that song.
God damn, we love that song. We are so queer. So listen, Mr. Franco.
Yes, sir.
Franco, have you heard the clues for Secret Sound number 8?
Yes, I have.
I'm going to give you a very explicit clue now, because we got to get rid of this contest today.
Today.
So we can start a new contest on Monday. Your clues thus far have been hygiene, bathroom, not the toilet. Here is your latest clue. Shower. Okay? Now, Rob, I've virtually given it away, haven't I?
Oh, but.
Yeah, look at how red his cheeks are. He's so angry.
You've virtually given it away, but I should point out to both of you guys that you have two people in the studio here that still don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Shower. That's your clue. Bathroom.
Shower.
Hygiene. Not the toilet. Shower.
Shower.
All right, we'll play you the sound now. Give you 15 seconds. Think about it. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. I mean, Jesus. If I get any more explicit, I'm going to give it away. Your clue is... Shower.
And the odds are in my favor. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. So come on, Mr. Franco-American. What's the sound?
Oh, your clue just screwed me. I'm going to have to change it, but it's going to be, I'm thinking maybe changing the shower, pulling the plug to either put it to the shower or to drain the tub.
No.
Oh, man.
Thank you, though, and don't forget every guess. A clue for you.
Yeah.
I don't know it either.
What? That look
who are,
you give
who are you yelling at?
Rob gives a look like, oh, you damn dummy. And I'm sitting here and I have no... Do you have a guess,
I have a guess. I don't think it's right, but I have a guess.
No, that's not right.
Not right. I was right about that.
That's not right. No, no, no. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Like a lightning bolt.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you. Hold on, Mike is writing down a guess right now for the secret sound.
Well, I'm caller 101 and I know the sound.
That's not it, Mike.
That's not it.
Although that's a similar sound.
Okay, I thought so.
No, listen, even if you know it, you can't play now. You got to wait till next time.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, bud.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi. This is Sam Huff.
Hey, Sam.
How you guys doing today?
Doing great, Sammy.
You know, I'm calling you all from the hospital now.
Oh, no.
No.
You know, what happened was, Don, was listening to Mr. 40 yesterday, and I went out to 7-Eleven and bought me a hurricane, you know, for $1.50. And then I took your advice, Donnie, and I took a knife to the genital wart on my sack, and I ended up in the hospital.
Oh,
boy, well, I guess when you were done with that knife,
I came up on the short end of the stick.
Sure did, Sam. This is Sam Huff.
Hello, it's Don and Mike's show.
You were done with that night.
Hello.
Hello.
Radio up too loud. Hello.
Too loud. I suck.
Did he say, I suck?
Yeah. I suck. I think he was very disappointed in himself for having his radio turned up.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Major Bill lives. I got a phone number for you where you can hear him.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Come on, let us in on what this is.
Well, actually, it's the local weather line in Montgomery County, but the guy that says, this is the latest weather forecast for Verizon, you got to hear him. Can you dial it?
All right, that's good. Okay, right, now that you explained it.
What's the number?
301.
Right.
9. 121.
All right, we'll see if this sounds like Major Bill. Well, I feel too perky.
Here's the latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon. The current temperature in downtown Washington, 75. Very pleasant good afternoon. We have a
real... All right. That's close enough. You get that one.
Close. Thank
all
you.
Right. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello.
Partly cloudy. Low pressure system.
Not
today. No sunshine today.
Hurricane. Here you are.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I want to know, that was malt liquor he was drinking all day yesterday, right?
Mr. 40, yes. Yeah.
You guys do them. Did he finish all three bottles?
Yeah, he finished the fourth as I took him to the cab last night.
Fourth?
Yes.
I mean, three of those is worth 10 beers.
Yeah, 40 ounces liquor. Each, and that was 4 40-ounce containers.
This guy had to be S-faced.
No, you want to know something?
He was all right.
I had a big discussion with him that he wanted to drive himself home, and I wouldn't let him, and he said, hey, I'm fine on a normal afternoon listening to your show. I will have 5 or 6 of these.
He says he does it every day.
I had a visual. He looked a lot like that guy on ESPN that does the X-Reds, that does the baseball.
Could Joe Morgan?
Joe Mama!
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, no, no.
Justice is swift.
No, no, no,
okay.
No.
We'll get you.
Yep. Revenge will be ours.
We'll get you.
We have said it again and again and again.
Well, Robbie's getting the number. We're going to get payback now. Oh, you son of a bitch. It's the Joe Mama guy.
It's been a long time. That's the guy. That's the original.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Couldn't discipline himself.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you. God, everything else was just a setup to get to me saying, what, Joe Morgan?
And an elaborate setup, too.
I mean, really, really went. For you guys.
Went all the way. And then immediately, you know, and an obvious one that when we were on DEFCON 4, when we knew they were all coming in.
It up immediately.
We would have gotten in a million miles away.
Hello.
Don,
yes.
Mike.
Yeah, hi.
This is Andy from Richmond.
Hi, Andy.
Remember the guy with the barking dog when you cough? And you gave out my phone number, my cell number over the air?
Yes.
Well, I've got a good report for you guys. All right. I think you'll enjoy this.
All right, now listen, let me hit everybody.
Give out my phone number again. Okay. Once is enough.
All right, let me just hit everybody with this, guys. This guy called the day after we did the bark off for cash and said that his dog had a hilarious bark, and we said, you're moving the show in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Put your phone number on the line. If it's not funny, give out your phone number. And finally, the guy gave out his phone number.
I'm a man of my word.
Right. And he's back, and that shows that, you know, he's a stand-up guy, so that's good.
Yes. I wanted to give you a report of some things. I took some notes. There was about, 196 telephone calls, out of which 92 of them were from people, I guess they were homosexuals, because they were asking me to do things to them or them to do to me.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I declined every one of them.
You know, this is important audience research for us now what is the demographic, what is the type of person who calls someone whose phone number we've given out over the air?
Interesting, yeah.
It was pretty much a bunch of morons calling. Now, there were 35 hang-ups when I answered the phone.
Okay.
3 women, one of them very nice, one of them very lame. One of them called up just to say hi. Then there were 5 people that called up and actually asked me about the GPS systems that I told you all about.
Oh, all right, so you got some business out of it.
15 of them called just to talk to see how things were going. Now, the best of all, there were 30 people that called up and barked. then there were 10 people that called up and asked for Don and Mike, legitimately asked for you. And I was like, no, guys, so I went along with it.
Oh, Jesus.
I just had some good conversations. But the best one was the other day when I got a call at about 8 o'clock at night saying, hi, this number showed up on my telephone bill and I want to know who it is. So I played that to the hill. They said, you don't remember calling me? And he goes, well, who are you? And I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you can't figure out who you called, you call this number back in 2 weeks, and I'll tell you who I was. And I was like, oh, come on, you got to tell me. I said, hey, if you're stupid enough to call somebody and not know who you called.
I understand. So, I got you.
I get that. That's great.
I enjoyed the trip back from coming up from Maryland. It made my three-hour trip into about a half-hour trip with all the calls I got.
That's fine. Well, thank you for the demographic information.
Well, that's not a problem. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, Doug.
Good report.
Appreciate that.
That is pretty funny. The guy that calls it, this showed up on my bill, and I want to know who this is.
When he made the phone call himself.
He made the phone, the crank phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike? Angry Black Guy here.
Angry Black Guy, what's up?
Nothing much. I just want to say that illiterate piece of trash, Mr. 45 or 72, whatever the hell he is.
Uh-oh.
Hey. A disgrace to the black race.
Oh, my God. You are
on the radio.
You are angry today.
Yes, I am. Did he graduate kindergarten? Did he have a GED?
He went to Ohio State.
Very smart. Except for a year.
He went to Ohio State for a year.
Yes, he did.
He must have sold his ass to get there, because there's no reason why some piece of trash should be on the radio like that.
I'm sorry Mr. 40's not here to defend himself.
Listen, I'm sorry. We got to stand up for Mr. 40. Yeah. We like him.
Oh, you like Mr. 40?
We like him. Yeah. Great guy.
Well, I like you guys, so whoever you like, I can deal with.
There you go. I'm glad we made peace.
Okay.
All right.
All right, see you later, Dynamite.
Bye-bye. I feel you. That's what he said, right? I feel you.
Yeah. Nobody said LA Mr. 40, though, because he was saying it to a lady.
Right.
When a lady called it. I feel you.
Hold on. Time out. Got to do a break. Got the phone number of the Joe Mama guy. We'll get to him and more of your calls right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Supposed to be my weekend off. I knew. You got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert with your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my parachute. You gotta come down here with an attitude, hacking all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
With roughly half of our affiliates still airing the program, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey, my name is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys that this past week, I just got dumped, like, really hard. And I just want to tell you guys that you're the only things that have been pulling me through this whole thing. These are the only things that made me laugh.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, thank you. Why did he dump you?
He picked another girl.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know.
Was everything humming along in the relationship?
No, not really. It was kind of rocky for a while, but I thought we were pulling through it.
Are you hot?
Pardon?
Are you hot?
I think I'm really good looking. So that's why I couldn't understand.
Does some part of you feel that maybe you're better off?
I hope so.
No, that means no. That's a no.
That's a no?
Yeah, that means you're really bummed. That he dumped you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's
He's not that great. He's not that great.
Do you know the girl he dumped you for?
I know her name. I don't know her. I've never seen her.
Was he upfront with you about it, or did you find out about it?
He was upfront.
Oh, he was upfront.
Do you think he was seeing her while he was seeing you?
Yeah, I do. I think he's scum for that.
Oh.
And the thing that sucks is that I'm in my job, I'm in my car a lot, and every song that comes on the radio reminds me of him. It sucks, and I just look forward to 3 o'clock so I can listen to you guys. You're my safe haven.
Oh, honey, you're hung up on him.
I don't say hung up. I'm surprised at how I'm getting over it as soon as I am, but, you know, when a song comes on, songs are powerful.
You know what you need?
You
need a dose of penicillin.
Absolutely.
From Wendell Hall.
Wendell Hall will be...
Wendell Hall.
He will make all your troubles go away.
Although, you know what? I don't know if Wendell would even entertain the thought, because I think Wendell's in love with Juicy Lucy.
Happy man. Wendell is a very happy man, and I've never seen Wendell quite as happy as he is right now, but... I also know that we've awakened a sleeping giant in Wendell Hall.
True, in his pants.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, if you decide that you would like to meet someone new, let us know.
Meet someone? Okay, sure. I mean, I'm ready for it now. I mean.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Hold on. Let me get your number. Good. Well, sure. We have to talk to our favorite lady sportscaster in a moment. But when we're done talking to Nancy, we'd be glad to help you find a date.
Sure.
Hold on. Hold on a second, please.
Yeah, because you sound like a nice person.
I am. I think I'm funny. I mean, I don't see what's wrong with me.
Hey, let's get just before we get you on hold here.
The celeb you most resemble.
My nickname is Scully.
Scully, so you look like her.
Wow. Like Gillian Anderson.
But I have longer hair.
That's all right.
It's a darker auburn. Mm. And I've also been told that I look like Tom Hanks' wife, Rita Wilson.
Okay.
I'm kind of a cross between the two of them.
Oh. Do you have any of Rita Wilson's qualities? She has two.
Mike, that is a push-up on Rita Wilson. You're thinking about that movie where Tom Hanks was the manager of rock band?
Yeah.
That's a total push-up.
She looks so good in that cocktail dress.
Oh, anybody looks good in one of those Playboy Bunny outfits.
So you think it's all push-up?
I don't need a push-up.
I've seen Rita Wilson in a bunch of other movies.
Did you hear what she just said, though? She doesn't need a push-up.
I have a lot of guy friends in this area, and they like to remark about how I've gotten a little bit bigger in that area.
Slam dunk for you.
So yeah, they tell me all the time. They say, where did those come from? And how much do you pay for them?
You're still growing.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh, in all the right places.
How big are they now?
How big are they now?
Yeah.
I just moved up a cup.
You moved up a cup?
Yeah.
You moved from B to a C?
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Really?
Oh, let's give her a round of applause.
And that's not because you're eating lots of Haagen-Dazs?
No. In fact, I just joined the Ultimate Frisbee thing, so I've been getting a lot of exercise. So wow. I've been losing a little weight, but those things just keep going.
Wow. Huh. Jesus.
Hold on a second.
You sound like you got it all together. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, 23.
She's too young for you, Buzz.
Hold on, please.
Buzz is cool.
You know, there's a rule about that. I heard from a friend of mine the other day that you can date someone who's half your age plus 7 years, but no younger. That's the limit. So if you're, for example, if you're 50.
One friend told you that, Larry Flint?
Yes, he did. So you're 50, the youngest you can date. Buzz, that kicks in at a particular age, I would
say.
Well, of course, of course. It would have to be, and that age would have to be.
This guy is 50.
Oh, okay. So his limit would be 32. That would be the lowest age he could date.
Mr. Fitty.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on a second there, Aaron.
Okay.
Hold on. Get her number, please. We'll call her back later in the
show.
Very
dangerous rule for all the 25-year-old men in our
audience. Of course it is. Hello, Steve. Mike show. Even more dangerous for the 20-year-olds.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello.
And, how are you?
And the 18-year-olds.
Oh, forget it.
Forget it.
They're almost mathematically impossible.
Hello.
How are you?
Now, Rob, what?
It actually works out.
Yeah, it does work.
16, half of your age is 8, plus 7 is 15.
Oh, plus.
Plus 7.
Oh, so you, plus 7.
Plus 7.
It actually works out pretty mathematically sound. If you're 20, it's 17. That's the only time where it gets a little dicey.
Right.
But
so if you're 18, the girl would be
16. Which is not terrible, but you could always be in high school.
I'm 41. Let's say 40.
27.
It would be 20 plus 20 plus 7, 27 would be the lowest.
Yeah.
How old is your wife?
My wife fits in the guy. My wife's in her 30s now.
Oh, 30. Mm-hmm.
She's 31.
What about when you were married? Originally when you were married.
There's always been a 9-year age difference. So how old was I? I was 35 when we got married. About 35 when I got married.
18, she would have to be 25 when you got married.
Right, so that would have been, then that's fine, right?
You're perfect.
It's right, but I'm not. I'm not close to the danger zone, am I?
There is no danger zone.
No.
It's a black and white issue.
Okay.
You're okay.
Half plus 7.
Exactly.
It's a made up thing that he just told
you.
It's a made up
thing.
That's gospel truth.
It's a good
made up
thing. Amazing things I take seriously.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you?
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how are you?
Hi, we're fine, thank you.
Well, that's good. You know, I call you guys, and first of all, the girl answered the phone over there. She thought I was rude. She said, and I'm not rude. She asked me, how did I find you? I said, on the radio. How else would I find you?
Well, what can we do for you?
I didn't get the show, and I don't get it.
You mean you don't get it, like, on the radio, or you don't get the humor?
No, I get it, because if I didn't get it on the radio, I wouldn't be able to call you.
All right.
I get the show. I get it. It jumps around.
Yeah. It what?
It jumps around a lot.
So you have trouble following the show. Is that what you're saying?
All right,
That's
your problem. That's your problem.
You know, I'm following something, and then right away it's something else.
Right, that's kind of the beauty of this show. You know, maybe the show's not for you.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Why not?
I think it's over your head. You might not be bright enough.
The show moves a little too fast for you.
You might want to listen. That's nice. Now, you know, I call you up there to talk to you about that.
I'm telling you.
And you're making fun of me.
I think you probably should listen to a radio show with someone who has a doctor before their name.
Exactly.
That'd probably be better for you. Somebody who could slow it down, dial it down to your speed.
Somebody who talks about the same thing very slowly all the time, every day.
Well, you know, there's a lot to be said for that.
Generally, anybody who has doctor before their name, or any disc jockey who has in the morning after his name.
Yeah, you look for those shows, you're going to be just fine.
Or if it's someone and company.
Okay. How about crew?
Is crew still used?
Yes, crew.
Yes. The morning crew.
Yeah, the breakfast flakes. Mm-hmm. You know, anytime there's something
so
like that.
In other words, you think I'm too old to listen to your show now?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with age at all.
No. It's...
No.
You're not bright enough.
I'm not bright enough? Well, I mean, you don't know that.
Well, we're not saying it's your age.
Maybe when you got there, you got something jumps around, like it's hard to figure it out.
See, what we're saying, it's not age at all. You could have been a young dummy as well.
See, he's did it again. You goofed on me again then.
No, of course not.
Right, listen, we have to jump around now, because now we have a famous sportscaster on the line. See, this is another one of our segues that you would not get.
I'm gonna try to keep up, all right, Dan?
All right, Dad.
All right, thank you, Dad.
All right, goodbye.
Daddy.
All right,
goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jesus. I got the fleet with Brum.
See you later. Now, joining us for the first appearance of the 2000 NFL season. Welcome, everybody, from the NFL Today on CBS, our buddy Nancy, Jim Nance.
Jim Nance!
Hey, boys, I had to check my watch for a minute. I wasn't sure what year it was.
Nancy, so great to hear you again.
It's good to be back with you guys. It really means to me it is football season, and, you know, I'm so proud of your successes, what you guys have been able to do here in the last year, and I really feel like I'm partly responsible having put you guys up there front and center before a huge national television audience last Thanksgiving Day.
And you know,
huge pop I gave you guys.
You know, we do not forget that we had an ongoing, I won't call it a feud with Jim Nance.
No, it's never a feud.
Now, you fall into the category of being a stand-up guy, being a man of your word.
Thank you.
A guy who delivers when he says he's going to deliver.
Jim Nance promised that he would say our names on his TV show, and he did on Thanksgiving, that with the biggest viewing audience of the year.
That's right.
So he's endeared himself to us now.
Our ratings plunged after that, but it was okay.
And his show this year is even better.
It is, and actually we're feeling awfully good about ourselves today. These national ratings, I'm not a big number cruncher, but they came back today, and they were really good, so we're quite pleased.
Well, he's got Glanville and he's got Ditka now.
Yeah, those two squaring off toe-to-toe, I mean, it is just explosive. A good thing.
They got rid of that dope Brent Jones.
And, no, please.
And they have Randy.
Brent was not there last year either. He was out doing the games, and by the way, doing them exceptionally well.
And, you know, they have Randy Cross in a much more limited role this year.
So Brilliant. James, Kirk James, Marcus Allen, Leslie Visser.
Yeah, that's not a mic.
I mean, we got a full cast.
Leslie Visser, a good friend of this show, and it's good to see her land on her feet on CBS.
Well, this is her home. I mean, ABC just borrowed her for a few years, and she's back to where she should be. She started at CBS, was a big part of the NFL Today in the early 90s, and I'm thrilled she's back.
All right, Jimmy, before we make our picks with you, and before we talk football, can we talk for a second about your love affair with Tiger Woods?
Oh, please.
Yeah,
no, wait a minute. Go ahead. I want to hear this, because we haven't discussed this before. Okay. I want to hear your observation before I start getting defensive.
As someone who doesn't watch a lot of golf, I watch, like most schmucks, when Tiger Woods is on, because I love him.
It's been, of course, the year of years for Tiger Woods.
And
it really has.
What was the last major that you did? Was it...
Well, he had the PGA Championship,
right,
which was that epic battle with a journeyman pro named Bob May that went to the three-hole Sun Devil Play. But then the next week, too, was a big event. You may be talking about that one, too, the one at Firestone, where he won in the dark.
Right.
Okay, whatever one it was you.
The big one was the PGA that you're talking.
You're
the
PGA,
probably.
You're calling it.
Some people said it's the greatest sporting event they ever watched.
You're calling it, and I'm listening to what you're saying, and it's almost like you're not calling a sporting event. It's like you're reading out of a romance novel.
You're talking about Tiger. You're just talking about in general the way I tell a kind of leave us.
Well, you know, Jim, I will tell you, being a long-term golf watcher on TV, and you certainly paint the picture. It's a Harlequin romance novel.
But there is a love thing you have.
I have a love thing with the game.
For Tiger Woods.
I have tremendous respect for him, but I do feel that as a broadcaster, I don't mean this in the way that I know you guys are going to jump on this, but I think it's the most romantic sport of all the broadcasts.
There you go.
Both, yeah.
Okay. When you do the Masters, Jim, I'll tell you, I'm waiting for Fabio to come, rolling up the fairways.
It's not that kind of romance novel. It's just, you know, it's there's just something about it that is, I don't know. To me, it's so reflective of human nature, and you know, don't get me off here on a long soliloquy.
Well, listen,
but
give me a Robbie.
I just love the sport. I love the game. I love the stories, the places it takes you, and the battle that people face within. And obviously, Tiger wins most of the time, so I talk quite often about Tiger.
Let me put you on the spot, Robbie. Give me some romantic music, and Jim, I would like you to using the same flowery.
Yeah, Jim can do this.
Romantic
flowery, please.
Jargon that you.
Jim is capable of doing this on the fly. I know he can do this.
Give me a setting for it. Where are we? Are we at St. Andrews? Are we at Augusta National?
No. You're here in our radio studio. What you're describing
is... I can tell him what to do. What you want to do is you want to describe our show in our radio studio and do it like you would describe the first day of the Masters, you know, on Saturday when they key in that wonderful music about the Masters. And but you're talking about us, Jim. It would be truly moving.
About a radio show. So, ladies and
gentlemen, some nice music.
Yeah,
maybe we should send you the Augusta music.
Yeah, well, I thought we had the Augusta music.
Oh, we've got it somewhere, but it's not in the studio because the cart racks are all over
that's
the place.
That's right.
So here's your music, Jim. Now, we're going to set the stage. Your shot opens on our dimly lit studio.
Yes, I know. I already see it.
Two men.
Makes it kind of different here. You know, you guys are a team, and golf, aside from a couple of competitions, is an individual sport, which makes it even that much more beautiful because there's no one out there. You're alone, you know?
So we're getting ready.
You know, you guys can really lean on one another.
We're getting ready to do the show, and you're setting it up.
And now you have the opening shot of two borderline obese men wearing Polynesian shirts.
And a thong.
In a studio that is meat locker cold, getting ready to look at life through their cynical eyes. Set us up, Jimmy. Here you go. You're on.
Well, this today is the story of two guys from nowhere who have reached now the point of their careers where they have a chance to reach the highest level of broadcasting. They started at a small radio station in Des Moines, Iowa, and now they've reached the Big Apple of New York. And what a story we have here today. I can't do this.
I had to turn the music down so it wouldn't drown out your television.
You're making me flowery. I'm a storyteller.
Jim, that is beautiful.
Or something. I don't know.
You the man.
Nancy,
the man.
That is beautiful.
Real lives. I never thought I'd say that.
All right, let's.
But your story is one of triumph and tragedy. The difference between winning and losing in radio broadcasting is often so slight.
You the man.
That's
hysterical.
All right, let's pick some games. Oh, and later this year, we want to do the same thing with charity. We'll bet you money later in the year, okay?
Well, what, are you not getting a bonus check till the end of the year? Why are we going to wait?
Well, you want to start now?
Yeah, you know.
Well, you know, we don't have to go crazy with these stakes. I know last year I beat you guys up, and you were kind enough to donate to our
Three Amigos.
We raised 400 and something thousand thanks to your assistance this year.
He's issuing a challenge, Don.
And let me just say for the record that we also received your check for the March of Dimes and for the American Cancer Society.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, guys, that's what it's all about.
Let's do it then. Same stakes. How about $250?
$250.
Well, are we doing it once? Are we going to do this every Friday? Are we going to do this like once a month?
Well,
it's
going
to be a season-long thing, I think.
Once a month, we'll bet money.
Once a month, and at the end of the season, we'll total it up.
I think it's a great idea.
All right, that's fine. All the money goes to whatever charity you want.
And what is it? I mean, is it?
I think we're going to keep ours. Don has the American Cancer Society. I'm going to change mine because this year I'd like it to go to the Lupus Foundation.
Okay. And what do you want, Jim? The Three Amigos?
Three Amigos, which goes to cancer research, Alzheimer's research, and pseudoxanthoma elasticum, which is a very rare tissue disorder, degenerative, that has no funding. We're the only people in the world to fund it.
All right, be glad to help.
My good friend Blaine McAllister's wife is afflicted with that. He's one of the amigos, and it's just one of the reasons we do this thing.
All right, let's pick them here, Jim. We have the five biggest games of the week.
Okay.
The first game will be Green Bay at Buffalo. I will shock the world by picking Buffalo.
Right. Why do you think you're shocking the world? What do you think, you're going against some huge line or something out in Las Vegas where you're like a 10-point underdog?
No, because I love Green Bay, and I always take in the bung for Green Bay because I love them. But I think they're going to lose. Mike?
I'm going to go with Green Bay, even though Brett Favre was clutching his elbow in agony last week.
And Jim?
You know, Don, I still want to know, did we hook you as a golf viewer?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You
watched
know,
a lot of golf.
You're saying that, you know, you didn't like the things I said about Tiger. What are you supposed to say about a guy that's the greatest athlete
and greatest
on the planet today?
Let it go, Jim.
Jim, I'm busting your balls, okay?
Okay, Green Bay at Buffalo. We're taking Buffalo.
Buffalo, okay. God damn, you can't say anything to this.
No, I want you to come back. I want you to come back and watch more golf.
Watch you on golf. I want you
to fall in love with this sport.
I want you on golf. Here's the next game.
No, not just some pedestrian football basketball game where you got to scream over the top of a crowd. You know?
It's his first love. That's why. It's like me, Don. Golf is his first love.
I know. Just let it roll off your back, Jim.
No, you're good. I'm trying to hook you.
You got me. Don't worry.
Give us a good game here. Green Bay, Buffalo. Give us something somebody cares about.
Jacksonville, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Are you taking Baltimore?
I didn't mean to jump in there. It wasn't my turn.
That's all right. You know what? I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to take Baltimore. Mike?
I'm going to go the other way. Jacksonville.
All right. Our next game is...
I thought you guys were a team. I thought it was your picks combined against my pick.
Oh, you know what? He's probably right.
He did do it.
Oh, that's right. We have to go the same way. So I guess I'll have to... Well, now we're...
You know what?
We can do it individually.
We make our own picks for our own
pool. Do it individually.
And we keep a record of it.
Here's
so
what we're going to do. We'll do it season one. We'll do it individually. It's $20 a game.
All right.
All right.
Okay, that's fine. Wow.
Hey, do you know, though, if you and I just pick different teams on each game...
It'll be a wash.
We're guaranteed to win.
Yes. That's fantastic.
Maybe not. No, I don't think you got that one.
No, all right. Here we go. Giants at Philly.
Oh, of course. I'll take Philly.
Mike.
And, of course, I will take the Giants.
I'm taking Philly.
Let me see.
Why am I feeling like I'm going to be the big loser this week?
Jim, what about... You go first, Jim. Atlanta at Denver.
Denver. Please.
Denver?
All right, please.
Sorry about that. Sorry to insult you. I'll take Denver, too. Mike?
Yeah, I have to go with Denver also.
Okay, so straight across the board there.
All right, and we have one more game to pick, and that would be the Redskins at Detroit.
Tough one there. You want to lead off?
Yeah.
I'll take Detroit.
Ooh. Ooh, controversy. I got to go with the Redskins.
I know you guys are both going Redskins here.
Yep. Got to.
Absolutely.
All right, those are your picks.
Well, did you see our new show outside last week?
Yes, saw it last week. I love it. Love Glanville out there screaming at people on the street.
Yeah.
Love that. You know, don't know. I don't know yet. You know, it's going to take a couple of weeks to get used to the fact that you guys have your back to the window, you know, out there in Manhattan, and you're out on the street.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I like anything that's doing different.
You guys, you talk about how last year I gave you just a little mention on Thanksgiving Day. You know, you guys, we could set that up very easily where you come down and you know, be on the panel and we interview the fans. You know, I'll come over and get you guys to ask a question to the guys.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on.
You know, that sounds a little tricky there. I'm just, I'm imagining, will we be identified? Will we be properly identified?
No, what it's like is, it's like we'd be the idiots that Al Roker talks to. You know,
yeah, that's why he's laughing.
Sign or something with you, you know?
Yeah.
Hi, Mom. You know, one of those guys.
All right, man.
No, you know, last week we had Jervis from the Survivor show on there, and then we identified him, you know, and hey, I'm here with Don and Mike, and two of my best buddies, and these guys know football. Believe me, Mike Ditka, they don't football. Go ahead.
You handle it like that, and you tell us when to be there, and we'll be there.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I can't see you guys actually getting off the couch on a Sunday.
Hell yeah. We'll be there, Jim. That's all a promise.
Right. We'll work on that one.
All right, Nancy, let's work on it.
That can definitely happen.
Have a great broadcast this week.
Hey, it's great to be back with you, and seriously, congratulations. You guys just keep expanding. You're like growing faster than Starbucks coffee. You're everywhere.
Thank you, Nancy. Jim Nance from the NFL.
Let's give him a round of applause.
NFL Today. Hold on a second, Jim. We got to make sure we get his picks in.
We take his money at the end of the year.
Absolutely.
You know, even though it's for charity, we still want to win.
I'll tell you, he did make me laugh today when he did the triumph. The winning and losing is a fine line.
You know, the next time we have him on, I'm going to have the conversation with him again about building his confidence up.
Absolutely.
Damn, he's defensive.
And, you know, really, I wouldn't mind next time we talk to him getting him to do that once again, but playing, you know, that Masters music that
we'll find it the next time he's on.
That's perfect.
That
for
guitar
him.
Music. You
yeah, that little guitar music. That'd be great.
Right. You got it, Robbie?
No.
You know where it is?
No.
Oh, it's packed up. All right. Thank you, Nancy from CBS. She's great. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. Toll free.
free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll. This picked by my guys here as always. Craig, Randy, Jerry, Eric, Mann, Bob, Matina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this one.
It's time to lock crotches and swap gravy. It's time for Don and Mike.
Right. Are you singing Nancy?
Yeah. Dedicate this one to Nancy.
My girlfriend in New York.
She's great.
She works for CBS. Nancy. Goddamn, she's romantic.
She sure is.
You know what? We never called back the Joe Mama guy.
Ah, that's right.
Because we did get his number off caller ID.
Good.
So we can put an end to that once and for all.
It's time to call him right now. There must be retribution right now.
Hello?
Hello?
There we go.
Hello, Healthcare Finance. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? I'm trying to call one of your employees who's called our radio show repeatedly.
What was the name of the employee?
I don't know, but let me ask you. Do you have a guy in your office with a real big forehead?
Big forehead?
Is there one guy in the office who everybody thinks is just the rummy of the group?
The real rummy? And a guy that's maybe obsessed with the Don and Mike show?
No, I don't know anyone like
that. Is there anybody in your office who thinks he's real funny, yet he's not funny?
Is this some kind of a joke?
No, this is really the Don and Mike show, and we're just trying to find a guy that crank calls our show.
All right.
Now, this.
Hello.
Oh, I was going to listen to the music.
Hi. Is this the same lady?
Yeah.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? We're looking for an employee of yours. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, listen, let me explain to you what's happening here. We do a radio show, and there's a guy who works in your office, and we know this because we star 69'd him. There's a guy who calls our show all the time, and he's a giant pain in the rear end. He likes making fake, phony phone calls where he ends the call by saying, Joe Mama.
He gets us to say Joe, and then he says, Joe Mama.
And he hangs up.
And we're just trying to find him. You wouldn't know anybody that plays those kind of games in your office, would you?
No.
No?
Really? Could I ask you, could you just put us through to the person who you consider in your office to be the dumbest? You don't have to mention a name. Just put us through to that extension.
Hello?
So we may be on a speakerphone now.
Are there a lot of people listening to this right now?
No. Nope, we're back on hold again. Perhaps we're being put through to the dumbest man in the office.
This is interesting. And this is music.
This is Jim Nance music right here.
As we look at the azaleas here at Augusta, we're trying to get the big forehead man. Gets Don and Mike to say Joe so he can say Joe Mama.
Well, we finally got him, though. Oh, but he's probably cowering under his desk right now.
Oh, he's hiding.
He's probably one of those guys that works in an office with like 100 people.
Sure.
So he can totally be anonymous.
He's hiding from us.
Sure.
We'll find him.
Oh? Hello, hold on.
Did you find him?
Yeah, hold on my transfer.
You found him.
Thank you.
Right, good.
Excellent. Jim Nance's appearance on the show today was sponsored by Pev's Paintball. Visit their new location in Sterling. Call 703-709-7387 or on the web at www.pevs.com.
Hey, that's wonderful.
I forgot to mention that Jim Nance was sponsored today. Hello?
What can I do for you?
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
This isn't the guy.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. See you. Mm. Okay. Well, we got the number. Put it on file, Rob.
Yeah, file it, and, you know, if we get another call from that number, we'll know what's going on.
Right. Okay. We're getting ever closer.
We are. The dragnet is definitely closing in on that individual, and he's going to do his time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Oops.
Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike?
Now it sounds like they all quit.
Yeah, you know why? Because I'm sure that they dumped out. Oh, they hit the automatic dump button.
Because the guy said he didn't want to go on the air.
The last guy said he didn't want to go on the air.
All right.
Right? Either that or the phones have totally gone
boo-boo.
It should be ramping up now.
Okay.
God
boo,
damn.
Boo, woo-hoo, hamadam, woo-hoo.
Oh, this sucks.
Although I question that because he said he'd love to go on the air with us, but he didn't have time.
Right.
Hello?
Doug.
Yes, Don and Mike Show. Hello, there we go.
Phone's how's it going, guys?
Hey, it's going great, thank you.
My name is Bubba, and I was calling about that girl who called a little bit ago.
Oh, Erin, right. Yeah, we're going to try to find her a date, I guess.
Well, I would like to be the guy because I got dicked over like she did.
No, listen, not yet. Please, please. All we got is guys calling us about this girl. We got to find out what she's looking for.
I got dicked over like she did.
Hello, Dynamite. Turn your radio down. Down.
Getting a little annoying.
No. Simply hang the phone up. Thank you.
Turn it down.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hello. Speak. Speak up. Don and Mike.
Yes, 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 hello. How are you?
What?
What is? What are you doing? What's going on?
I'm just driving in circles. Hello. Hi.
Hi. You're driving. Hi. You're driving in circles.
Today's the day after Thursday. Hello.
Is this you?
My God!
It's me. It's really me.
How long have you been doing this?
Years, but I, you know, went on a sabbatical.
You know, this guy, I remember this guy. I remember this guy's face because we saw him once. It's when we were going around handing out cash out of a van. Do you remember that, sir?
I remember, and we went in the tunnel with the buses.
Yeah, and I remember his face, and he has that, he looks like he sounds. He looks exactly like he sounds.
You know, long before we got mad at the Joe Mama guy,
right,
or all of the other idiot callers we have who try to yank our cranks, I'm talking like 15 years ago when we did a morning zoo show. This guy would call up, and his only bit was he would go,
today is Thursday, today is Thursday, la, 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 la.
And this guy, this was before we had the technology of Star 69.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy would piss us off.
He did it enough where it did become absolutely unbearable.
And totally.
I'm sure that brings you a great deal of pleasure, sir, to recount.
Well, it does, but then I hear Joe Mama, and that's...
Yeah, it reawakens you. That's what I hate about all you guys.
Yes,
like,
yes, God.
It's like a serial killer.
Mike liked me better than God.
Yeah, right.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye. La, 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 la.
Smack him.
An old friend checking in.
See, that is what happens.
The number of your last incoming call was...
Good. There you go. Let's just get him, put him on file, too.
We're going to file them all, and the dragnet will tighten.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, Buzz and Fuzz.
Hi.
Hey, do you guys know that there's a town in Virginia called Bumpus?
Is it a combination of the way she's speaking and the phone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where it's kind of sounding like, ah.
Slow down. Try it again. What, honey?
No, did you know there's a town called Bumpass in Virginia?
Bumpass.
Bumpass. Okay, we'll look into it. Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi, you're on the air. What, hello?
Hello?
What, hi?
Why don't you guys call the office back and play the tape and have them try to recognize the voice?
But you know what? We would, except it's such a giant hassle to call somebody when they insist that we do this crap where we say, hi, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh.
Do you mind going on the air with us?
Right.
And besides, this isn't Langley. You know, we do our very best to get people, but we're not the CIA.
Listen, we got the guy's number. We're one step closer to catching him.
Okay.
We'll get him.
Okay.
We're undefeated in that regard. Thank you, though.
Just
okay.
Imagine if
bye.
We stay on the air long enough, the technology will be such that we'll get calls like that, and then we'll be able to, like, materialize.
In hello.
Their, we'll, like, be able to be on the Enterprise, and we'll just arrive in their living rooms. You know, hey, pal.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You and me with sticks.
Hello.
Hi, Sugar Bear.
Hey.
Oh, hi, honey.
Hi, Boo-Boo. I'm
hi, baby.
I'm one of those cows, whether you like it or not.
Now, is this the original on your cow? I love you.
That was pretty rude.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I mean, if you're going to call and pretend to be Frida, go all the way with it.
You know, I don't want to give that Joe Mama guy too much credit, but it's like you know, it's like in Hellraiser when you twist the box open. All the demons are here now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's why it's imperative we catch them.
Mm-hmm. Catch them and punish them.
You know what we got to do? We got to get like the... Do you remember the things the Ghostbusters had? Where
right.
They would actually suck the ghost out of the room and then they could put him in the little tube. And
into
then
a
they
box.
Had, yeah, and then they had like the reinforced area so that the ghosts couldn't leave.
Right. Could suck them right down into nothing.
We got to get that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Now, I don't know. Is this a problem with the telephone again? You know, I don't think it's the fact that anybody's...
Right now.
You know, the phones are just going nuts. The thing is turning off by itself today.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I've heard the other shows having problems with this.
You know, here I am thinking, of course, that they're, you know, trying to censor us, and I think it's really just the awful equipment.
That's horrible.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hard to tell.
Hi, Don and Mike, this is Elf.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Please.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Some girl called about Bumpus. That's where I am right now.
Oh, it's not Bump Ass, it's Bumpus?
Bumpus, yeah.
Bumpuses!
Okay,
Christmas story. Always gets back to it.
Thank you.
Bumpuses! Get your dogs out of my turkey.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Let's try to call this girl Erin back.
She really sounded lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And she was looking for love. But not from Bubba.
See if we can find her a nice date.
Busty 23-year-old.
Yeah, her breasts are still growing.
She's gone from a B cup to a C cup.
How about that?
Wow. Physically fit.
And she said that she's not a pig.
A trash?
She's cute.
She plays frisbee football? Is that what she said?
Right.
Something like that. She does something where she's in shape all the
What's
time.
What's that?
Ultimate frisbee.
Ultimate frisbee. All right.
Well, come on. We're calling you now, Erin. See if we can hook you up with one of the droolers. One of the mouth breathers.
They're all out there waiting.
One of the nose pickers.
Waiting to breathe heavily on you.
That's all we've been
getting. Stand by. Leave me a message and I'll call you back.
Oh, no, she's not even there now.
Oh, for the love of God.
Erin, hi. Don and Mike, your pimp's here.
We're trying to get you a date, but you're not home.
Where are you, honey? I think this is her cell phone we're calling on right now.
Right.
Erin?
Erin, call us, please.
Call us back. Okay, bye-bye. We're waiting to hear more about how your breasts have grown.
We've got a line of guys around the block.
Bye. Bye, honey. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, let me let you in on a little secret. The guys that call and say Joe Mama, they're not calling from their own phone lines because you guys flaunt the fact that you'll trace the call. Do you really think they're stupid enough to call from their own offices or homes?
Yes.
As all right.
Watch.
916.
Pick it up, Rob. Pick it up.
What is wrong with people today?
Here's where we'll have to prove a point.
It's Friday at 5.
Dumbass.
It's time. So beginneth the lesson.
You got it, Robbie?
Hang up there.
You got it?
Hang up there.
Okay.
Right now, our interest.
He's so bad at this job.
CIA.
I got the last. You were talking over it. That's why I got the last.
Oh, dear.
Number.
This is always a very ugly one.
That's
this
happens. 1 of 10 numbers.
We're not going to call 9 numbers, are we?
Yep, we are.
Oh, God. Be 9 different people. We have to ask whether...
Right. Well, see, I can take 1 because the first number of a phone number is never 1.
Right.
Right.
It's not. It's like, hey, my phone number is 1585723.
Right.
And it's also not... 0. You right. never say my phone number is
oh,
0
the end. It was not the... All right, it was... Okay.
It's the first digit of the phone number that we're missing. So let's try it. Here we go.
One out of 8.
And this will either be a wrong number or it'll be the guy.
Right.
No, it's not it wrong.
Right. Okay. Here we go.
7 more to go.
Unless he was calling from his office.
Well, he was saying he'd be smart enough to call from another number. You don't really believe that, though, do you? Nah, I think it was all a big charade. That dragnet is tightening right now, as we speak.
Sure is.
Our posse is getting closer. There's very little they can all do to hide from us.
Yep. Now, this is going to be a machine.
You have reached Susan.
All right.
I'll tell you. One of these days, our 18 wheels of justice will come driving down their street.
All right. I'm up to 4 now.
The party you call does not accept calls from blocked numbers. To reveal your...
Yep, that could be, that very well could be him.
Yeah, he's a smarty pants.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's see what happens here. This could be it.
Somebody who blocks their calls. We've tried 2, 3, now we're on 4.
This is the guy we're calling who called us. Say, you really think they'd call from their own numbers? You think they'd be stupid? We all said yes. Then the guy simply hung up.
So and we're calling him back.
That was very rude.
To illustrate that point.
man. He could simply be listening to the show and
not answer.
Choosing not to answer.
But still, we've got a 1 in 8 chance of having the guy's phone number. And you know what? When you got a producer like Charlie Broyhill,
he'll find it.
He'll write all the numbers down.
Charlie lives for this. He loves it. Inspector Gadget.
Okay, we've done 2. We've done 3. Let's try 4 now.
That could be it. Could be 3. He could be hiding. Ah, it's getting close now, isn't it? It's getting down to the wire now.
Oh, yeah.
Sure is.
Party you call does not accept calls from blocked numbers.
Oh, please. Stop it. Hello?
The hotline keep ringing.
I don't know. I don't know. These phones are really nuts. I pick up the hotline because the line goes off. And it's somebody calling.
Okay. I think all of our friends in law enforcement that do stakeouts, I think they know the same thing we're going through here, you know?
Yeah.
Law enforcement is a very tedious process sometimes.
It is a process.
You have to linger and you have to wait. You have to wait for the opportunity to get your suspects.
But you gotta follow up on every lead.
Absolutely. It's a thorough, painstaking process. That's what we're doing here right now, so that we can catch our criminals.
All right, that one is busy.
Okay. That could be our man.
That's a red flag.
Oh, dear. Could be our man.
And we're up to 5, incidentally.
I should point out for all these callers, outside of leaving the country, there's really nothing they can do. We'll catch them.
Eventually, we catch them all.
Absolutely.
That's weird.
That's a fax machine.
That also could be our guy.
Sure, yeah.
He could simply be turning on his fax machine. And why does this keep ringing back to me now?
Everything's going completely haywire now.
The hotline light goes on. Mm-hmm. I pick it up and we get a hang-up.
This was a police operation. We might be dealing with some sort of friendly fire issue here.
We're almost done with it. We're up to 6.
We've got our battering ram out. We're about to go through the door. Freeze! On your stomachs!
See, we have the area code, and we have all of the numbers and the guy's phone number, except...
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Why? Except for the first number.
And, you know, we've got the area code, and I don't... All right, I'm going to give away one of our secrets. This weekend, we're going to send a few interns out to that area code, just to canvass the area.
It's 916. That's Sacramento, I think.
So there'll be interns going house to house, notepads, and eventually, the person will be caught. What's the punishment, you ask? It's unspeakable. We can't mention it on the radio.
Your call cannot be completed.
All right, hold on. Almost there.
Narrowing it.
No, oh, I feel we're close. We're close to it. I can feel it.
We're up to 7.
We're about to, see the butterfly?
We're 1 digit away. 1 digit away from sweet revenge.
Here he is.
You have reached the number that has been disconnected.
Okay, put a pencil line through that one.
Take that one out.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get him now, though. We're going to get him right now. This is it.
I'd like to say, we would have had this if not for Butterfingers back there.
I'll tell you, we are so close to the collar right now.
Oh, Butterfingers.
I am. You talked. Damn it.
You know, I get the stupid thing where it says the caller is, and all he's got to do is pick it up.
No, it's 7 years added to the age. Not subtracted, man. You'd be okay.
Right now. This is the guy. Here he is.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
All right, hold on.
Number and dial.
All right, shut up.
Okay. You know, in Silence of the Lambs?
This is the last one. This is 9.
She opens the door and she sees the butterfly, the moth.
Uh-huh.
This is it.
This is 9. We've done 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Here it comes.
Ah. Come on. Come on, Big Box.
This is it.
Good afternoon. Southern Wine Spirits, Audrey speaking.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Okay. So he's either at one of the numbers that was an office, or he's at one of the numbers that was just the phone off the hook.
That was a wine and spirits store.
Mm-hmm. Or
I'm not going to hold that. I'm going to hold out hope that might be our guy.
Or he's at the number that had the fax machine turned on.
That's right.
But I want to let you know something. Either way, we've got your number.
There's no place you can hide.
You got me?
Yeah.
We got it. We've got 7 digits minus 1.
Yeah.
We'll catch you.
See?
I swear we will.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. Our revenge. Yeah, you think that we're just going to give you a talking to?
Oh,
our revenge will be sweeter than that.
He stole that line.
I did. A very small man gave that line to me. Harvey Joel Fisher gave that line to me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi.
Hey, this is John from Warrington.
Hey. Hi, John. Hey.
I want to talk to you about those kayaks. I can see you strapping them to the top of that caddy.
Okay, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got something's gonna make him laugh.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
I'm from Sacramento. What's the first two numbers you got on the phone? For the phone number.
I don't have the first number.
Yeah, no, it's probably a 3, because most of our numbers out here start with a 3 in Sacramento. 363, 369, 368.
I would bet that in a large metropolitan area like Sacramento, over 1 million people, that there are probably phone numbers that start with 4s, 5s, 6s, 7s.
Not really. What's the second and third number?
Right, you just calm down, okay? We're not going to give you your deputy badge right now.
But I would just like to go on record. I do believe in a large city like Sacramento,
there would be a number of prefixes.
Yes, they
there
would not.
Indeed.
All the phones in Sacramento.
We're pretty hicky. Okay.
They don't start with 3.
1 million people, all with the number 3.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's more than 1 million, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. In Sacramento, I think so. You know what? Let me just see if that guy's number starts with a 3.
Sacramento, I think, is close to 100 million people.
Oh, come on. Reset.
You dial just 3, you get the mayor.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike and Don.
You dial 3, you get room service. Hello.
Hey, it's Andy again. I really enjoy listening to your show.
Andy who?
The dog. The guy, the barking dog.
Why are you calling us back?
Because I like talking to you guys, and I like hearing a lot of intelligent people talk, but you've got a lot of morons calling up today. What's going on?
You know what? This is a pot calling the kettle black.
That's right, Andy. Don't wear out your welcome, Andy.
Listen, you're king moron, Andy.
How many times can I call in a week, in a month?
Andy?
Once a month?
Andy, this is a really, really lousy day to do this.
Goodbye.
All right, hey, have a good day.
All right.
Bye. Andy Dichter. Not Andy Richter, that's Andy Dichter.
And then, of course, there is Andy Dick.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Andy Dick. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, that last idiot from Sacramento was a pinhead. Almost everything here starts with 4 and 5.
Okay, right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, that guy from Sacramento, he's an idiot. The only numbers in Sacramento that don't start with a phone number is 0 and 1. They got 2s, 3s, everything.
Of course, they're a big city. They've got 2s, 3s. Hell, they've got 7s and 8s.
See, that's
Don,
right.
To the best of my knowledge, they only start with 3.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that if you get on MSN's website, get on the white pages, and you go do a reverse directory, type in all the numbers you're choosing, it'll give you the names and addresses of the people.
Okay, but we don't have all of the numbers in the phone number.
I know, just do all the 8 that you think it is, and then you can tell exactly the names and addresses of the people.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, listen, not to argue a dumb point, but I'm going to argue a dumb point.
Okay.
We already know that it's either 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
We already know that.
So what you would do is if you put all the other numbers in there and you did the reverse directory, you would get a sea of humanity that would be impossible to wade through.
We already know that it's one of those 8 phone numbers.
Do you understand that?
No, I understand that.
Okay, so what help would it be to do the reverse lookup?
Well, you could tell which ones were businesses or all that out of all those ones.
Yes, but wouldn't there be a number of almost too many?
Most likely.
Yes.
Okay.
We're still screwed. I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for that.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's nice, though. We have a lot of people that want to join the FBI.
Hello, Todd and Mike show.
Yeah, first number was a 9.
Well, how do you know?
Because he was still on the air when you had Rob.
No. 9 is the area code, dummy. Hello?
He had to go.
No, listen. I'm sorry.
The number of your last incoming call was 1-3.
Okay, you got it, Rob?
Shh, he's writing. Don't talk when he's trying to write.
September 8 at 5:14 p.m.
Beautiful.
the lesson. Here beginneth the lesson. Don't hang up. Don't just do something and then hang up.
Be polite.
We're polite.
Always.
We're the most polite guys on the radio.
We're polite when politeness is called for.
Absolutely.
We're dicks when dicks are called for.
Mm-hmm. Why isn't it ringing?
I don't know. I don't know. Because the phones are effed up.
All right, we're going to call one more time and see what's happening here. Just say, please don't hang up.
Right.
Say sorry, goodbye, or just goodbye, guys.
We know the first number was a 9 because the area code is 916, which is right. Sacramento.
Just don't hang up on us.
Dope.
Oh, for the love of God!
I cannot be completed.
No. We'll dial very slowly this time.
Here we go. It's just, and that's the message. Mm-hmm. Please don't hang up. I mean, if you're going to call and you're just going to say something, don't just bail out.
Don't be a coward.
That's a too quick a ring. Mm-hmm.
130. Oh.
Tag nabbit. Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Got it. Perfectly dialed.
Are your fingers bleeding yet? That's what I want to know.
That number was perfectly dialed.
Good.
There's no operator error here.
Wonderful.
This is ringing right now in a dumbass's car.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, this is Don and Mike. You're on the air.
Yes.
Don't you ever hang up on us, you dumb.
I didn't hang up. I got one through a bad cell and it disconnected. I was trying to call you guys back when you were trying to call me back.
You know, it's an excuse I've used before. Did you ever get mad?
Well, you know, okay. It's that new Verizon wireless service. It just sucks.
Okay, but listen, we know that the first number was a 9.
Oh, I thought that's what you were looking for.
9 is the first number of the area code.
You thought we were looking for the area code?
Yes.
No, we're looking for the first number in the 3-number prefix. After.
I'm incorrect, and I do apologize.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful weekend yourself.
Stand-up guy.
There he is.
Thank you.
Good man.
You are marvelous.
You know, now I believe that he got disconnected.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Maybe.
Hey, Don and Mike. That guy with the reverse directory was right. What he meant was if you put in 9 phone numbers, you'll get 9 addresses.
Okay, but even if we got 9 addresses, what good does that do us? We already have the 9 phone numbers.
We don't know. We don't want the address. I know you might think we want to take a chopper out there and visit these people, but we don't want the addresses.
Well, I think the idea was that he was trying to tell you could try to needle out which one is a business, which one's a resident.
We could noodle out which one is a business and which one is a residence by simply calling each of the numbers from 2 through 9.
Okay, sorry.
Like, just like the place that said wine and liquors. We would assume that's a business!
Hello?
Yeah, all right, I got it, sorry.
Okay, thank you.
There you
that's
go.
What we wanted to hear, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I was just calling to let Rob A. know that Star 69 isn't a one-shot deal. If you wait for, after they give you the first number, if you pause, they'll give it to you again.
Well, unfortunately, we deal with such a volume of calls on this show that Rob can't avail himself of that service.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddies.
Hi, buddy.
The quickest way to narrow it down is dial 1-916-555-1212 and ask them what prefixes fall under that area code. That's one way you can narrow it down.
Then
you
okay. Yeah, okay. Narrow it down by getting all the prefixes in the area code.
Hello.
Listen, we've got starting to have a brain cramp.
We've
here.
Got it narrowed down. It's right. Either 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, what?
Hello?
Yes, what?
Wouldn't the guy just have his wife or his girlfriend or somebody answer the phone and say wine and spirits and then he's...
Oh, my God. Oh, Christ. God almighty. Everybody's got a theory.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Listen, I will bet money that the guy called from Southern Wine and Spirits. Southern Wine and Spirits is a huge liquor distribution company with lots of salespeople. Lots of access to phones that they can use that are a common line into the business.
Okay.
And they're the type of guys that are out there listening to you on the road.
I'm sure, McMillan. Thank you. Please tell your wife we said hello. Bye-bye. Goodbye, Columbo.
So it's a business with more than one phone, is what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah, right. And that's very rare.
Yeah, hardly ever happens.
In this day and age. Because there's such a big wine store buzz.
You know, after all these calls, I'm hoping the guy gets away now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Run, sir.
Hello.
Buddies.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, oh, no. As long as you're on his phone number kick. A while back you were fishing for celebrity phone numbers and you got James Gandolfini.
Yes.
I was just wondering if you ever called him back.
No.
No, because we were told he'd take a contract out on us.
Thank you. Goodbye. Okay. Enough of that. You got it, Charlie?
No, I'm just going to start working on it.
There you go.
He's a good man.
That's why he's a good producer.
Here's the right man for the job.
There you go. He'll find the number. Now I can get off this topic. Let me try to call Aaron very quickly. At some point, she was on the phone during all of that.
Oh, she was trying to get through because we didn't get her the first time we called her.
Right. Let's see if we can set her up for Monday. Because we're just running out of time today. We got a brand new low-budget Jeff RD to get on. Damn, I said to Rob before that last break, I said, for sure, this is going to be a short break. This is going to be a 10-minute break.
It can't happen sometimes.
We're going to be on and gone. You watch. We're going to be on time today.
Aaron!
And now she's not there. Yeah, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to put her on the file for Monday.
Very good.
A girl who just got dumped by her boyfriend, her breasts are still growing.
That's good.
She's gone from a B to a C. She wants to meet a guy.
Hold on. Leave me a message and I'll call you back.
Okay, Aaron. Okay, fine. Call you Monday, honey.
Good luck, Aaron. Have a nice weekend.
Keep growing. Thank you.
Bye-bye. There you go.
Okay, now. All right, one more call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
The guy told you to call about calling 916-555-1212 had a point. Because you made three or four of those calls that did not go through his dial.
Well, you know what, sir? I hope the guy gets away now.
Okay.
I hope we never find him.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry. Have a good weekend.
That's okay.
Thank one you. Apology after another.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. One more thing on one of the fax number you dialed.
Yeah.
That was a computer modem, so you can scratch that off the list.
All right, thank you.
Not necessarily.
We'll do that, but listen, thank you.
Don't start arguing with him, buddy.
Thank you. We've got Broyhill on that.
Yeah.
All right, go for it.
We've got Gadget on that.
You have a nice weekend, though.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, listen, let's see if we can clear the air. Where's that bleach when we need it now?
I like to drink a little bit of it right now.
We are going to try to give away 500 American dollars right now.
Right now.
Secret Sound number 8, the final Secret Sound. Frankly, we have to give away the money today because we have our new contest starting on Monday, where we're going to be giving away a vacation every day to Iceland. Call right now for Secret Sound number 8. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller. Here are your clues. It's a sound from the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with the toilet. Think hygiene and shower. Shower. No, Mike. Wrong. It's not popping a zit.
Okay, I was just trying.
Not popping a zit.
Okay.
Shower. And I'm going to be even more explicit now. In the shower. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't get more explicit than that, right,
Robbie?
Well,
you said shower already.
No, but, you know, in the shower.
What's the difference between shower and in the shower?
Shower could mean a variety of things. It could mean something that's associated with the shower.
In the shower.
In the shower. In the shower.
I still think it's popping a zit.
It's not popping a zit. Call 100 right now. Give you a shot at the money. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know what you have to do as a listener when you call this show?
What is it?
You have to pay attention. Please.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're through. I'm tired of all the yelling and the fights that we had. It won't be cold to you. Hey, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass.
Hi, welcome to our show. The son of a beats.
Serving as a radio plushie for over 6 million listeners, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, we've had an excellent show today, that last segment notwithstanding.
That's right.
We're going to try to give away some money right now.
Hey.
Secret Sound number 8, the final Secret Sound. I think we've laid it out for you. Pretty GD simple. Win $500 inside the shower. Inside the shower. Can you think of any way, Bobo, to be any more explicit?
Not really.
Not really. Mm. No, because then you got to talk. Start talking about what the sound is specifically. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Who is this, please?
This is Nick Davis.
Nick, where are you calling from?
Calling from Woodbridge.
Okay. Hold on. I'm nodding.
Sorry, I don't mean to do that.
Mike is holding up stuff. No, that's not what it is.
All right.
It is not a... What did you write? Soap dish?
Soap container.
No,
like
it's not a soap container.
Just playing the game at home.
Nick.
Yes.
Nick, you've won the Roy Jones Jr. versus Harding prize pack. Roy Jones Jr. versus Harding boxing event tomorrow, Saturday, live on pay-per-view. You win. Call your local cable or satellite provider. Everybody else to order. Please enjoy that.
Now, all right.
Have you heard the clues?
Yes, I have.
Do you think you have an idea?
Yes, I do.
Right.
Okay. This could be it, Mike.
I doubt it.
Remember, bathroom, not toilet,
right.
Hygiene, although you can take that out of the equation. It really doesn't have to do with your personal hygiene. I was just trying to get you towards the shower.
Ah.
And then specifically, you would hear this sound. You would hear this sound both inside while you're standing in your shower. Or while you were standing outside your shower.
Well, right.
I know I said inside, but it could be either one. With some people, you'd hear it inside the shower. With some people, you'd hear it outside the shower.
Understand.
Okay, beautiful.
He sounds confident.
We'll play you the sound now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Jerry Lewis.
And we wish you...
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Now, Robbie, just in case, where's the pay that man his money tape?
We got it.
Beautiful. I think we might have the big wiener here. Goddamn, Helen Keller's calling into the answer. She knows it now.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes! Yeah! Yes. It's so obvious Helen Keller's calling. For $500, what is the sound?
That shower curtain's popping.
Shower curtains popping.
If you were to pop off, if you were to just to, if you were to pop on shower curtains, it makes that popping sound.
You know what? You gotta have to be more specific. I am not busting your balls, I promise.
Oh, I'm sure you're not.
No. Listen, I mean it. I'm not. I want to give.
I'm gonna show you this time because I want to say something to you.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right.
You're on, Mike. Come on, I swear to God, I'm not busting your balls. Be more specific.
Okay. Either you are putting the shower curtains on or you're tearing them off.
What do you think, Rob?
With the plastic rings that you'd be popping on.
Okay. Finally.
Pay this man his money.
Closing the shower curtain ring, popping it into place?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Yes.
Okay, you're the winner.
Wow. God damn, I had to walk you through that.
Pay this man his money.
Yes, now, listen to it again. You know on your shower,
right.
With a shower curtain.
Right.
You know those rings?
Yeah.
That you got to put through the holes in the shower curtain?
Absolutely.
You got to click them shut. That's what this sound is.
That's fantastic, guys. That is fantastic. Because, I mean, it's just something that you wouldn't think of. You wouldn't think of that sound.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were saying shower, all I'm thinking about, what do you do in the shower? What's the day-to-day? It's not a day-to-day activity. It's something you do a couple of times a year, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Some people. Charlie Broyles once every 6-7 years.
And I think...
when
it
rots.
I think I gave us a clue.
Uh-huh.
Charlie Broyles, never.
It's a sound he would
never hear.
You're right. You did give that clue. And it makes perfect sense. That's it. And this guy got it. He got it.
I mean, we had to hold his goddamn hand walking through it, though. Because
I mean, why didn't you say ring, sir? Why didn't you say shower curtain ring?
Well, I was... I would say that I was very nervous.
All right.
Okay. Well, listen, you're just
you guys
lucky.
You guys like the bust balls, and I was just making sure that I was just a little befuddled, that's all.
You're still a little befuddled, but that's all right.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Big fan.
Enjoy your money. Thank you, my friend.
You got $500. We are maybe in that mode a little bit with the, what was the previous segment at all?
But I understand.
But I did.
I've been listening to it all.
I did say, I promise I'm not busting your balls.
Yeah. Absolutely. And he got his money. That's the bottom line.
Yes, he gets it.
Paid that man his money.
Right. Where are you calling from, Nick?
Woodbridge.
Woodbridge, VA.
Yes.
Sir, popular, you know, you might not believe this. There is great joy that you have won the $500.
No, we're very happy.
We are all very happy for you.
Oh, I'm sure.
We are. We are.
Well, Don, you and I are. There's one man in this
Rob's
studio.
Not happy.
Rob never likes to give away money.
Rob's not happy. And you know, when I first turned to Rob and I said, what do you think? Rob should have said, and maybe you even heard it was audible. I don't think so.
I don't think so, no.
I don't.
Never, no, no, no.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Hold on, please. Hold on. That's Nick.
Times no.
That's Nick. He's the big wiener. Yeah. And again, the sound is shower curtain ring being closed. That's it.
All right, give him the money.
Give that man his money.
Hey, that's me and his money.
I have to go mix my Altoids now.
That's it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Are you in the 100th caller?
No, we have a winner. Thank you. What's happened to civility?
I don't understand that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No manners.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I just want to know why you're on so upset, because that guy dissed you.
That's the beauty of this show. Our pettiness is our attraction.
We're upset because which guy dissed us?
The guy who called you about Joe Mama.
Oh, because he has been a constant thorn in our side.
Oh, he has?
Yeah.
Well, I know some mob friends that can hook you up.
Right, I'm sure you do. God, you're a dumbass, too. You truly are.
Basically, what you're trying to say is that you're a punk and you can't handle being dissed.
Absolutely. We are both punks, and we hate being dissed. And you know something? Everybody hates being dissed.
Right, and the difference is we have the luxury here of not having to take it.
There you go. And you're a punk, too.
You're a big...
Well, obviously, you took his, huh? Because you can't get a hold of him now, can't you?
Yeah, don't worry. We're going to find him, pal. Our dragnet's going to tighten right around his neck.
You're a big...
Yeah, okay. You're a big... tough guy.
You're a big pussy.
You talk about the pussy.
You got that, son? It's easy to hide behind a telephone, son.
Right.
Hide behind a telephone.
That's right.
Behind
son.
Your microphone.
You're hiding
you're
behind your
overweight.
Telephone.
You probably go home and drink a bunch of beer every night.
Goddamn right we do.
Yeah. You guys are a bunch of punks.
You're a
bunch
punk
of
too.
Punks. They kiss my ass.
Our offices are 10800 Main
well,
Street.
Well, there's too
son.
Much ass there for you to kiss, so you might want to get your buddy to help you out.
Man. Why don't you just kiss my ass and then hang up like the coward you are?
There you go. Yellow. There's another one.
The number of your last incoming call was 77.
Don't F it up, Rob.
Everybody's having fun today.
PM to complete the local, but not the long-distance callback.
Oh,
one.
Yeah. Okay, he's got it. Beautiful, he's got it.
You see, the truth is, we really like with the guy, the Joe Mama guy, we're doing that tongue-in-cheek.
Right.
The guys that really piss us off are guys like this.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We want to let him know we got his number, too.
Guys who don't realize that the other part is tongue-in-cheek.
Oh, damn. Why?
I don't know
it's
why.
It's one of those days. Why?
I don't know why so many people like to F with us so much.
Wah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. John and Mike.
Oh, my God.
No, hey, listen.
Hey.
I saw you guys last night. I was... Have you seen that movie, Out of Sight, with George Clooney?
Yes, love that movie.
Okay, remember the part at the end where white boy Bob's running up the steps, and he slips and shoots himself in the head?
No.
You don't?
No.
Remember the other day when you guys were talking about, like, that whole thing with the guy in the Vietnam movie?
You know, I don't think we're obligated to remember anything if somebody says member.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Remember that?
A member is what I got in my pants.
There you go.
A member is what I am at the Knights of Columbus.
Remember? Remember that?
It's remember.
Remember.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Big Don, what's happening, buddy?
Hi.
Hey, I guess what? Guess who I saw out today at the grocery store?
Who?
Your mama, man. Your big mama.
You know, that's not even worth it.
No.
Yeah. That is not even worth it.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Just turn the phones off now.
There you go.
That's it. We gave away the money.
That's great. We paid the man the money. And for all those guys, Mr. Son of a Beach.
Right. The rest of the show will be perfectly executed and flawless.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because the rest of this show is going to be all us.
Yeah.
And none of you.
Yeah.
Except for the two of you get to play Jeopardy. And they will be carefully pre-selected.
Sort of.
Yeah, right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Party
what's going to happen to me.
Mm. It's too sad to even think about.
Oh, God. Regis Philbin. Come on, Artie. Regis Philbin, he came back.
Central, what do you want to do? You want to sit there while Kathy Lee prattles on in your good ear about how Frank hates to change Cody's poopy diapers?
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right, right. Congratulations to Nick, who just won the $500 with the secret sound. The sound is a shower ring being closed. Way to go, Nick, for your shower curtain. Now, listen, starting on Monday, when every day next week we give away a vacation to Iceland.
Ooh, I love that place.
Every day we're giving away a vacation. That starts on Monday.
I love that place, and I've never been. I want to go.
Now, the Emmy Awards are on this weekend.
That's right.
We could not get Gary Shandling for Low Budget Jeopardy. Shock.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
We have somebody who knows it, though. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, children. Hello, children.
Artie. Hi, Artie.
Oh, Domingo. Looking fine today in a resplendent redskin sweater, might I say. You've handled the tension like a skilled psychotherapist today. As usual, good to see each and every you. All those sons of bitches. You want me to have them whacked?
Artie, well, listen, you know this. You're in show business. Man. Controversy sells.
Controversy sells, my boy, and I will tell you.
Confrontation sells.
But nobody turns the cheek like you two boys. Why waste time in pursuit of an ugly vendetta? I think it's marvelous the way you're doing. Oh, it's so good to see you. It's been such a long time. Thank you for bringing me back. They threw me on the goddamn scrap heap.
Now, well,
all I've been doing is drinking bourbon, sitting in my cabin in the woods, not having a good time at all. Today I'm sick. I'm distraught. I'm not on TV anymore. You know, just an occasional bit part, but Artie will live on forever. And Domingo, may I say to you, best of all, it's a Cadillac. There you go. A fine car for a fine man. Class, sophistication, dignity, and let's not forget the North Star system, Racy. Fantastic. Good to see you as usual.
Good to see you, Artie. Of course, you know, Artie worked with Gary Shandling.
A fine man, enormous talent, great boy, yes, sir, talented man, tight sphincter, but he pursued his career with a great deal of vigor. I wish him good luck on the Emmys. Hope he mentions me. Roberto!
Hello, Arthur!
Roberto! Why, you're wasting away to nothing, my boy. Thanks, Jenny, Arthur. Craig, move over. There's a new Spiewak in town. How you doing there? Yes, sir. He's lost a whole person. Good to see you, Roberto. How are you? And Domingo, so good to see you, yes, sirree. The sweater vest and the t-shirt. Oh, absolutely. Cutting edge of style, I always say.
You know what I like best about Artie is the way that he phonily endears himself.
Of course, yeah, I do.
So many people.
Of course, it's the thing to do. That's what a true television producer is supposed to do. Endear himself to all those around him. Buzzito.
Hey, Artie, good to see you.
How are you? How did your hanging garden grow, my boy?
Quite well, Artie.
It's Friday, Buzzito. Time to plan another weekend of cleaning and strolling the mall.
Yes, it is.
Good to see you. And may I say, your near-death experience has done nothing but enhance your journalistic aplomb. Blow out another colon, Buzzito, and you might just win a Pulitzer. There you go.
Good to hear it.
Attaboy.
Thanks.
Good to see you. Where's that producer of yours?
Oh, Charlie Broyhill.
Oh, bring in Carlos.
Now, you know what this is? This is going to be a great meeting of the minds.
Fantastic.
Where one great producer gets to talk with another great producer. He might be busy right now trying to find one of those phone numbers for one of those guys that was screwing with us before.
Eating Doritos, Carlos Broyhill. Ah, the boy raised by wolves. Good to see you again, Tarzan. Still lingering in the high school parking lot before the show, hoping for a dream date with an emotional equal. Good to see you. How are you doing, my boy?
Fine, thank you.
I'll tell you right now, I've got something. That mindless stare and mouth agape isn't fooling anyone, Carlos. We all know there's a brain in there. Brain activity in that pointed head of yours. Crafty. Get out of here. Good to see you. Thank you so much. A pleasure eating his Doritos with his fingers. It's not only finger food. He eats steak the same way. Very exciting to see all of you. Oh, I'll tell you, where's the lovely lady that's joined your troupe of performers, eh?
Well, you've not met Lisa, have you?
Oh, I have met Lisa. Yes, sir, in the hallway, but I want to speak to her publicly. Lisa, Lisa, lovely Lisa. Vision of loveliness. Hello, my dear. You too eating the Doritos.
Yeah.
Oh, the crew that eats together stays together. Oh, greetings, my dear. How are things in the land of the revolving mattress?
Very busy.
Good to see you. Take your time, sweetie. And remember, candy is dandy, but sex won't give you cavities. And did I say I got a chance to meet that boyfriend of yours? Brilliant lad. First American I've met that considers English a second language. Get out of here, Lisa. Good
very
to
nice
see you.
You.
Pink is your color, my dear. Take care. Ah, the hair is up today. Ooh, sophisticated. Very, very exciting. Ooh, the crew makes me so excited when I come by to see you, Domingo. How have you managed to assemble such a brilliant cast of characters? I'll tell you, you are a strategist, a master strategist. Battleship, you sunk in my war.
You know who you're missing out on today, though.
Who am I missing out
Who's
on?
Not here is Mike.
Mike, oh, yes, Mike, tragic figure, tragic figure.
Oh, come on, no, well, schmooze him.
Oh, I'll schmooze him. Nobody can pour a highball like he can. Yes, sir. Chug it, Miguel. Chug it, Miguel. Maybe they don't know you have the drinking problem, but I do. Congratulations. He's a fine man. The man of many voices. Ooh, master of so many. People don't know. You know, it takes a genius to cover up a tragic personal life, doesn't it? Way to go. Buena suerte, Miguelito. Oh, Donito, the glands have been active on the Don and Mike show this week. Huh? Stasso, Murphy, Wendell, the Blue Ball Express took a little side trip to Cunnyland this week. The boys can take a breather and give their pitching arms a rest, don't you agree?
Oh, you heard about that,
absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely. Saw Wendell Hall in the hallway. Oh, he's ecstatic. He loves you, my boy. He'll worship the ground you worth by getting him laid. Oh, he was so happy and grateful. They did it all, anal, oral, everything. Yes, they did, Domingo. He loves you. Wendell Hall will throw down his life for you. Go out and stand in front of the train. He'll push you away and take it himself. He will, my boy. I don't mind telling you. Where is Kenito? Where's Kenito? He was here the last time. Or was he here?
Oh, Ken has moved on to our New York station.
Oh, Nueva York, the Big Apple, the city that doesn't sleep. Please give my best to Mr. Stevens. Oh, and please remind him that a precancerous mole is nothing to take lightly. I've seen that neck. It looks like a snow-white placemat covered with ticks.
Oh,
absolutely. Kenito, Stevens, and Jeremy, is he still here?
No, Jeremy has also moved to New York.
Oh, hoping and praying each and every day the scale will top 130. Keep eating, Jeremy. You're well on your way to looking gaunt. A few more donuts, we might even say you're frail. Jeremy Coleman, how's Thomas Gavin doing?
Now, Tom Gavin, the monster, he still calls the show quite a bit.
Oh, kudos to the man who makes Halloween come every day. Yes, Jeremy. Programs. Get your programs from the monster. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's right. He sells Redskins programs.
And how is the delightful Frida and the family? How is she?
Frida, as a matter of fact, wants me to buy one of those stupid fiberglass cows in New York.
Frida. Always sweeter. Frida. Pulling the strings, pushing the buttons. 2 decades of marriage and as in love as the night of the honeymoon. Absolutely, Domingo. Oh, and I'd be remiss if I didn't congratulate the proud Papa Rabe. I didn't mention that when I came
in. Yeah, you know, he's going to have a baby in December.
May I say, hooray, hooray for Rabe. Yes, sirree. Let's hear it for test tube technology, huh, Rabe? Fantastic. Well, we'll be witnessing an immaculate conception, huh? Married to the Virgin Mary, I suppose. Yes, sirree, Rabe. In any event, we all hope the baby drinks a big gulp from the Kerry gene pool. Let's hope she saves the eyedropper for the spewag side of the equation, huh, Rob? Yes, sirree. Congratulations, my boy. I'm happy for you. There, all of the prepared comedy is complete.
Listen.
Yes, sir. Domingo, that's so nice. May I kick back?
Yeah.
Got a little something in a silver flask. Hold on just a minute.
Let me ask you something. I never get any support.
Oh, hi, Chihuahua.
I never get any support from our producer. Let me ask you. No, I can't drink during the show.
Come on, it's vodka, you ass.
Can't drink it.
Drink it.
Can't drink it.
Drink it, I swear to God, I'll chop off your head and I'll beat on your neck. Go ahead, drink it.
Can't drink it.
All right, I understand it. You'll be drinking it later when it's tea time at the Domingo Palace.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. 2 olives, shaken, not stirred. I'm with you, my boy. Yes, go ahead.
Now, listen.
There's...
What would you say to Mike and I on
what
a day
I
like
say to Mike and
on a day like today?
Day like today,
when we are taking live telephone calls and it is like a minefield out there.
Yes.
One guy calls to F with us, then everybody wants to call to F with us.
Domingo, you should not chastise publicly. Do what I have done through my entire career. You do not attack them on the air. What you do is you recruit others to really attack them. I'm talking attack. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I mean? You think you can buy this problem? problem by simply arguing with these morons on the air. You find out where they live, where their families are. You go right to them. You take baseball bats to them. Oh. Break their kneecap, for Christ's sake.
Wow.
That'll knock him off the table. I'll tell you right now, I'd break him right in two. Arnie. If they die, so be it. One less ass to call your show.
Oh, Arnie.
I'm sorry.
Arnie,
I was not delicate, but I have to tell the truth.
I would not advocate beating our listeners with a baseball
bat.
Oh, I'll
tell you, I would indeed, but not publicly. Publicly, you say, oh, I disagree with you. I guess we will have to agree to disagree. Then afterwards, you get their goddamn phone numbers, go to their houses with bats.
did you have a chance to meet the new GM here?
Oh, yes, Alan Leinwand. Ooh, the resplendent in a navy blue blazer. Yes, sirree, with suspenders. Ooh, fashionable, crafty. Wonderful guy, Alan Leinwand. Oh, I'll tell you right now, that slick back hair, look, Gordon Gekko has nothing on you, Alan Leinwand. Fantastic job. And a little goatee beard to add to the devilish exterior. Ooh, don't step on his toes. Beware, there's a new GM in town and he's got a six-shooter. Beware of Alan Leinwand. Fantastic.
Artie, would you like, just for a moment, to let down? Mm. I mean, I think we got a glimpse of the real Artie when you said that we should go with baseball bats to the homes of listeners who annoy us. Why don't you just for a second...
What do you want me to do?
Here's what... I think it would be a good exercise
let
for you.
Let down my guard is what you want me to do.
Yeah.
You want me to let down my guard? You want me to let my hair down after all these years in show business?
Don't worry about being nice to everybody. Say, Buzzito, Domingo, Roberto.
All right, I understand what you're saying.
Just let us hear the real
I know what you're saying. You want me to let down the guard? I'll let down the guard, for Christ's sake. Just let me have another sip of this absolute.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. One more for Artie, so I'll let down the guard. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
You always look with a raw emotion. All right, the guard's down. What do you want to know?
I just want to know, really, how you doing?
I suck.
What do you mean you suck?
My life is an empty abyss. It's a pit of despair that I cannot get myself out of. After the Larry Sanders Show went off the air, I basically fell into a major depression.
Well, now the Larry Sanders Show is still on HBO every night.
And Larry Sanders Show reruns can kiss my ass. I'm sitting over on the shelf, ripped torn, a broken man, a diseased actor, filled with disease, horrible disease. Disease ravaging my body. I have not a chance in the world of getting a major acting job in a feature film. You know what that feels like each and every day? Every day pounding the streets, going from audition to audition. Audition! Understand what I mean? Audition. Going to auditions to see different little snot-nosed 25-year-old casting directors. They wouldn't know an acting part of it bit them in the ass. Then I have to go back home and it's just me, a one-bedroom apartment in Los Angeles, and a bottle of vodka. Fuck. Oh, it sucks. I don't want to tell you. I'm very depressed. Now,
switch
can I
back,
go back to...
Switch back. I like you better the other way.
Domingo, yes, sir, he heard the pregame show. Way to tell the big man who's boss. Good for you. Yes, sir, love the David and Goliath. It creates a lot of tension. Very, very exciting. And I saw that program director on your... Oh, he's a... The new boy.
Jim McClure.
Big Gum Jim, they tell me. Yes, sir, Big Gum Jim in a no-chinny-chin-chin. I'll tell you, the chinless look is coming back. Absolutely. I'm a Tom Petty fan. Fantastic.
Artie, we're going to take the first two calls now to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Low Budget Jeopardy, where you get to talk to those wonderful listeners of yours. I love each and every one of them. They show extreme intelligence, and most of them are college educated. Ooh, bingo. Very excited to talk to each and every one of them.
Phone number 877-365-3636. I know we have a returning champion, so we have, we'll take the first call. We need one guy or gal to play the game.
Does that mean Tarzan will only be responsible for getting one new contestant?
Oh, Charlie Broyhill, yes.
Spin the wheel, Broyhill, my boy, while you're eating your Dorito.
Yes, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Please explain Garth Brooks to me.
He's sweet kid, good old boy. Chicks seem to dig his sound.
Chicks seem to dig his sound. Artie, I don't want to keep you. I know you have Twiggy waiting back at your pad. Does this hat make my ass look fat, by the way?
Or is hockey? Everybody looks good in a cowboy hat.
Yeah, right.
The home of the pumpkin shampoo, the Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Arthur?
I'm all right. Oh, are we back on the air? Hello.
We're back.
Greetings, citizenry. The Don and Mike Show, hottest show in the business. Back and ready for your entertainment value.
Now, Artie, I couldn't help but notice that during the commercials, you were just sitting there with your head in your hands.
I won't be playing poker with you anytime soon.
You appear to be a broken man.
Yes, that's true. Of course, I can survive my visits to this show, and of course I'm drinking vodka, and I've been drinking vodka all day long, and I might add that I'm just a bit drunk. If you can accept Arthur being... being a little bit drunk, that's fine. I am going to be a little drunk for the rest of the show.
Can I give you a little pick-me-up? The last night?
Pick-me-up.
When we were flipping around.
Pick-up.
We were flipping around the old DSS.
Satellite TV into the homes of millions.
The movie Summer Vacation came on.
Summer Vacation when I played the pirate.
Yes.
With John Candy. Yes, three. Oh, wonderful chap. A little overweight, but a marvelous talent. He will be missed. It's 3 under. We miss Candy.
You were good on that movie. Yeah.
Yes, I was good at He's Dead. What a strange world we live in right now. I was brilliant. I was a pirate. Wouldn't they have predicted that I would have been the first one to go? None of you saw him suck down those cigarettes on the set of that movie. Candy, I don't know. If they were candy cigarettes, it would have been one thing would have helped that boy a little bit more. Hey. Unfortunately, it was each and every day eating like a pig, smoking cigarettes. And said, John Candy, you're going to pass away. Stop smoking those cigarettes or you're going to die. That's what I told him on that.
You have DSS, right?
DSS. I have DSS and DSLs.
Do you get East and West Coast feeds?
Of course I do. I'm a major celebrity. I called up one day, and there was this lady giving me the runaround about, you can't get the East Coast feed. I said, nonsense. Horse hockey. Don't give me that BS. Now, hook Rip Torn up right now. And I didn't call myself Arthur. I called myself Rip Torn. I said, hook me up. I'm a major television star. Put me on right now. She had it done in 5 minutes. They all can do that. They all have the technology.
See, the problem, Artie, is that we've all been trying to get the West Coast piece. The only person on the staff who's been able to do it is Charlie Broyhill.
Charles Broyhill, Tarzan, the boy raised by wolves. What did he do? Created an elaborate series of clicks and grunts to charm the lady? Is that how he got it? Yes, sir. He can lure any woman into his boudoir.
Let's play some low-budget Jeff Hardy, Artie.
All right, congratulations on that West Coast beat, knuckle-dragger. All right, this is low-budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a delightful individual at the beginning of the rainbow. Yes, sir, he's a student from Baltimore. Let's say hi to Mike McCarthy.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Don, how you guys doing?
That energy is really electrifying this studio.
All right, I'm ready to play.
There you go, attaboy. Right. And now we're in the studios, our returning champion, another dynamo. This is a phone man. Well, we all need communication, don't we? From the planned community of Reston, Virginia, let's say hi to Donnie Brown.
Hi, guys.
Yes, Don.
Hey, you realize that our contestants are named Don and Mike.
Oh, my God.
That's an incredible coincidence. I wonder if the knuckle-dragging boy put that together himself. Doubtful.
Chance.
That's right.
Don, being a returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, can you tell us how it's changed your life?
Oh, in so many ways. I was able to add 2 new piercings to my body piercing collection. But unfortunately, since I haven't gotten a check, the piercer is threatening to take back my nipple ring.
I see a future for you in comedy, my boy.
Right. My cat came back, and if I win today, I'm going to buy one of those New York cows.
Hey, very exciting.
There you go.
Paying attention to the whole show. Way to endear yourself to Lord Quizmaster. Speaking of whom... Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's say hi to Lord Quizmaster. Do not screw with LQ.
Right.
And please welcome Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Artie. Hello, Mike. Hello, Don.
Hey, guys.
Guys, listen, don't forget, answer in the form of a question. I live with a mom, my mom wearing clip-on ties. Suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex unless we're playing the game. Then it's LQ Lord Quizmaster. Call him Arthur. Call him Rip Torn.
Call me Calispe.
Here are your categories. Answer in the form of a question, guys. Here's your categories. They are Big Brother.
Big Brother, brilliantly done way to tap the controversial contemporary vein.
Name that NFL starting quarterback.
Football, the gridiron, way to go.
Best of list of first half of 2000.
Brilliant category, Lord Quizmaster.
New movies.
New movies. Everybody loves movies, horse hockey.
And states and capitals.
States and capitals, education for the kids. You haven't missed a beat.
I'll give them to you one more time, guys. They are Big Brother.
Big Brother.
NFL starting quarterback.
Well done, Domingo.
Best of list.
You are outdoing yourself, my boy.
New movies.
Nobody does them like you.
States and capitals.
Way to go, boy.
You know, I know you're just doing this as a goof, Mike.
Yes, of course.
But
Mike,
really wonder,
who's Mike? Who the F is Mike?
But can you imagine just for a second?
Yes.
What it would be like if we actually had a producer who treated us like that?
Ah, yes, sir. That would be fantasy land. Absolutely. The other end of the spectrum. He's over in that room combing his hair forward.
Mike, you are the challenger. We will start with you.
How about new movies for one, please?
New movies. You got it.
stars Greg Kinnear and Chris Rock.
What is Nurse Betty?
That's right.
$1 for Eugene Siskel. You're on the board and running. Go ahead, Mike McCarthy.
New Movies or Two.
Stars Kirsten Dunst.
What is...
I'm sorry, a little sluggish on the trigger. Donaldo, it's your chance to steal.
What is Wave the Gun?
No.
No, also known as Bring It On.
Bring It On. Ooh, I like that. It's got a little spice to
it. That was new last week.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry, I believe one of the contestants has screwed with LQ.
Well, even though the movie was new last week, doesn't mean it's not still technically a new movie.
Which one said that? Come on up, answer him. Answer him.
Hey, it was me.
Who was that? Who
Chatty Cathy.
Chatty Cathy, Don?
Yes.
All right, what do we want to do? He has no money, Lord Quizmaster.
Put him minus 50.
Minus 50?
Right now?
You're starting out in the hole.
He owes us 50 cents.
There you go, you better come on quick, Don, you big mouth. All right, Mike, you're in control.
New movie for three.
Stars Burt Reynolds.
I'm sorry, Michael. Yes, sorry. Little cranial crab. All right, Don, see if you can pull yourself out of this abyss.
What is The Crew?
That's right. It's been out for a week and a half. That's a new movie.
That means your total is 250. Way to go. Select another category, Donaldo.
All right, let's try States and Capitals for one.
It is the capital of the great state of Arkansas.
What is...
I'm sorry, Don. You were too slow on the trigger. Mike, your chance to steal.
What is Little Rock?
Right.
$1 for you, Miguel. Time to select again.
States and Capitals for two.
Florida.
What is Tallahassee?
Right again.
$2, a commanding lead in the boys rolling. Fine job, you 21-year-old. Go again, Mike.
States and Capitals for three.
Louisiana.
Louisiana, what is it? Baton Rouge.
There you go. That's a sweep right there, Artie.
$3, he's run the category. He's doing a great job on that big mouth on the other side. All right, go ahead, Mike.
About NFL QBs for one.
Here you go, NFL starting quarterbacks. He is the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings.
Who is Culpepper? Dante.
Right.
Dollar, yes, sir. It doesn't matter if you give the last name first. All right, Mike, select again.
NFL QBs for two.
He's no homo. He's getting these right.
There you go. Nothing wrong with a homo. Not there's anything wrong with that. We had Richard Simmons on recently. Absolutely delightful with his candy striper shorts.
San Diego Chargers.
It was Leaf, Ryan Leaf.
Again, yes, correct.
$2 for you, Mike. You're blazing a trail. There's smoke coming out of your ears, boy. Go again.
NFL QBs for three.
Kansas City Chiefs.
It was Gerbeck.
Yes, you're Rain Man liking that. You say the last name's first. Elvis Gerbeck, right.
$3, another category completely swept, and you're still in control, Michael.
How about the best of list 2000 for one?
All right, now, they've come out with the list of the best stuff for the first 2 months of the year 2000. So, from January till June, year 2000, this has been the best-selling CD-ROM computer game.
What is... Don't know.
Donaldo, there you are. Time to awake from your hibernation.
Let me shake this off. What is NFL 2000?
Nope.
It's missed.
I'm sorry. And Mike, you're back in control. Select again, please.
How about the best of list for two?
For the first 6 months of 2000, this is the most popular personal computer manufacturer.
What is NASDAQ?
NASDAQ,
yes, they're a fine manufacturer. Okay. I love their laptops. Don, it's your chance to steal.
What is Gateway?
No.
Gateway number two, it's Compaq.
All right, Mike, see if you can stun us with another one.
Best of list for three.
Here you go, guys. First 6 months of the year, this is the best-selling condom in America.
Sorry, Mike, guess you haven't been down that highway yet. All right, Don, your chance to steal.
What is Trojan?
No.
You know, I'm sad to say I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Ramses?
Ramses, right.
Ramses. Ramses Sensitol.
Ramses, fantastic Egyptian king, fantastic condom. Ramses the Bald. All right.
That's all natural, by the way.
Mike, you're in control.
Big Brother for one.
All right, Big Brother, this is the last category. These questions about the TV show Big Brother. She was the most recent house guest voted out of the Big Brother house.
Who is...
Don, it's your chance to steal.
I'm going to...
Sorry, you took too much time.
Yeah.
It's Britney. I love Brit.
Miguel,
Britney.
You're in control. Ah, yes, a symphony of color on that head of hair. Fantastic girl. A little wide in the stern, but better for the pushing.
Big ass.
Yes, sorry, I found her lovely.
She was over here last night.
Who said that, Don?
Oh, jeez.
What did you say, Don?
I said she was over here last night.
Take away 50 cents.
That knocks you down to $2, Donaldo. And Mike, you're in control. Slide in here. Come on, right away.
For two.
He's the roofer from Rockford, Illinois.
Who is Craig?
No, Don, your chance to steal.
Who is George?
George is correct. $2 for Don, and you're in control. First time in a long time. Go again.
Okay, we'll run that category out for three.
All right, the final category on the big board. She is the CBS newsreader slash host of the live show.
All right, Don, thanks a lot for the silence. Mike, your chance to steal.
Who is King?
Gee, wow. Very good, my boy.
You know what? It made me laugh. Give him 50.
50 cents.
Give him 50. It's Julie Chen.
13.50, your total.
He said Ching. I knew he knew she was the Chinese girl.
And that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. Ching. Ching, chingaree.
Ching, okay. Boys, you both will come back to play final Low Budget Jeopardy. Don, Mike, both of you guys, hold on just a second. Arthur?
Yes?
Would there be anything we can get for you during the break to make your stay any more comfortable?
There's nothing I require other than a short tumbler full of ice. Simply have that lovely Lisa scamper up to the refrigerator. Two cubes, more vodka for me.
I've noticed you looking at Lisa in a somewhat lecherous way.
Not interested in sandwiches, cave dweller. No need. Take them away. But thanks for your incredible attention to detail. Yes, sirree. And I'll tell you, that stopwatch around your neck is looking prettier than ever.
I've noticed you looking at Lisa in a lecherous way.
Hi, Chihuahua. That's more than lecherous, my boy. That's pure lust. Raw lust, absolutely. I'd like to take her back to the Hollywood Hills. I show her my hills.
Hey, Artie, stamp on. We'll come back with Final Jeopardy after this.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Arthur, what are you doing here?
I'm preparing to say goodbye.
Oh, no, come on.
It's Demerol, you ass, and tequila. It's a good mix.
Heard about the memo, huh?
Are you kidding? You think there's anything that goes on around here that I don't know about? There's somebody forced in the Xerox room. I've heard about it. Listen, nothing gets by me. Nothing. What the hell's in your ear?
Larry.
Well, get rid of it, for God's sake.
I can't. Larry likes it. He says he wants me to keep it. Artie, I think it's infected. I can hear something inside my head.
I guarantee you there's nothing in there, Hank. Here, drink this.
No, thanks. No, I got a show tonight, and I'm obviously going to be under a massive program of antibiotics.
Drink it. I'll knock you down on the floor, I'll put my foot on your neck, and I'll put in that good ear.
Not two of you.
Hey.
The best reason not to drive your little Mercedes convertible into the abutment. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, we're playing the Clip Domingo.
Now, doesn't that make you feel good? There you were when you were on a big critically acclaimed HBO show.
I just want to salute you, my boy, for giving me the warm and fuzzy.
Too bad that Gary couldn't join us today on the show.
Pump his ass. Out there being Mr. Emmy Awards. Think he remembers his old friend? You think he'd remember? 1 second, remember his old Artie? Of course not. I should be up there co-hosting. I offered. I called him. I said, let me co-host, please.
Did you ask him about coming on this show?
He said, no, not a chance.
Not a chance?
Not a chance. Made some comment about his ass.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, he is very sensitive about his appearance. You know that, Domingo.
Let's go to Mike and Don. Don and Mike, here they are. Don the champion, Mike the challenger.
What a coincidence. Who's the names of Don and Mike?
Who's in the lead here?
Oh, I'll tell you, Michael McCarthy has a commanding lead over Chatty Cathy Donnie Brown.
All right, guys, final low budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all. And here you go. Your category is 21 years ago today.
Ooh, yes, sir. History.
21 years ago today in 1979. The cable channel ESPN started broadcasting.
Mm.
21 years ago today, our final low-budget Jeopardy answer is what the initials ESPN stand for.
Clever.
Guys, don't forget to answer in the form of a question. And good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Arturo Book of Mixology. That's right, it's my arty exquisite bartender's guide that will make you the hit of your next party. Ladies and gentlemen, this Book of Mixology has been combined over 15 years of heavy drinking and 60 years of light drinking. Yes, sir. From Boilermakers to Martinis and my secret ingredient for Bloody Marys, Jizzy. My book of mixology will make you the happy of your fiesta. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek, Geronimo. Jizzy. Did you say Jizzy? Of course not. What made you think you heard that? You must have wax in your ears, Domingo.
There's been some CB interference.
I'll tell you.
Let's go to Don. Don, ESPN.
What is Eastern Sports Network?
Not a chance.
Yeah.
Not a chance there, Donaldo.
And Mike, you can win if you have the correct answer.
What is Entertainment Sports Programming Network?
Yes.
Bingo, we have a new champione. Champione.
All right.
Entertainment and Sports Programming Network. So technically it should have been EASPN, but they dropped the A because it's silent.
Crazy New Englanders.
So that's what it is. And Mike, congratulations. You are the big wiener. Don, oh, chatty Don, none of us will be sad to see you go.
That's for sure.
Parting is such sweet sorrow. Adieu. Don't go away, Matt. Just go away.
Keep the money
you won last week.
That's correct.
Here's Artie to tell you guys about your money and your prizes.
First of all, Mike McCarthy, here's your total. We double your score to $27. We throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $52 for you, Mike McCarthy. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Great.
And Chatty Cathy, here are the prizes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Very good. You won a Verizon t-shirt. Even though Bell Atlantic has changed its name to Verizon, all your services will continue as though nothing has changed. The only difference is the name. Verizon. All right. But wait.
There's four.
You won 25 Durex condoms, my boy. Feel it out the way it's supposed to feel. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever made. Woo-hoo! Durex condoms, but wait.
Still more.
You have won a Sex in the City prize pack. Oh, Sarah Jessica Parker. Don't miss the hottest and sexiest show on TV, Sex in the City, this Sunday at 9 p.m. Central, only on HBO. Congratulations, and thanks for playing the game.
Does Sarah Jessica Parker come with that package?
Yes, sir, he will be sorry to see you go.
Hold on, fellas, hold on. Please shut up, Don. See you next week, Mike. Guys, thank you for playing it. Artie, great to see you.
Domingo, always a pleasure. I will tell you right now, it's a great joy for me to come back to this radio show. Hope to see you again.
And anytime you want to come back, you can drop this phony showbiz kiss ass, everything's nice. You're welcome to come on and be yourself.
God bless you. I appreciate you doing that.
Like, for instance.
Yeah, right now.
Honestly.
Yeah.
What are you doing tonight when you leave the show?
I'm having a boil on my ass, lanced.
Okay, Artie.
Sorry, it's the truth.
Always remember and never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
All right, Incorporated, distributed by King World. Yes, sir. It's a boil on my ass.
He's really a very sad man, but he turns it on when he comes in.
He's a great
guy.
Well,
you bring out the best in him.
You know, our producer could learn something from him.
Yeah, a little phony ass kissing would be appreciated once in a while.
Absolutely. It's time for the news in the comments right now.
Yes, it is.
In a world
right now,
owning a radio was strictly forbidden, man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Herb Burbank.
He made it up.
Yes, and Bazito, what's your lead tonight?
Tonight, stick a fork in Bobby Knight. He may be done.
Yeah, think so. Talked about it earlier. Good chance to talk about it again. Bobby Knight, and we will be back. Everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show, that's very
professional, and it's time for you to do a little letter writing.
Okay, we'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You'll laugh until your uterus falls out. The Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, if you missed it about an hour ago, we did have a winner with Secret Sound number 8, Nick. The final Secret Sound, yeah, Nick from Virginia, the D.C. area. He listens on JFK FM. He got it.
All right.
He finally got it. He had to hold his hand all the way through it. The secret sound was a shower ring. You know, in the shower curtain?
Uh-huh. Right.
The rings that attach the curtain to the curtain rod?
Yeah, and once, you know, like all the secret sounds, once it was revealed, everybody kind of understood.
The little click-click sound that it makes, that was secret sound number 8. Nick won the $500. Make sure you're listening Monday. We start a new contest. Next week, we're giving away a vacation to Iceland. Every day.
Very cool.
5 trips next week, 1 every day. Now here is Guy Birdley.
The last time we left Indiana University basketball coach Bob Knight, he was under a zero tolerance policy. He had gotten caught on tape choking a player. One more incident of physically abusing anyone and he's out.
Today, the school says it has a new allegation it's taking extraordinarily seriously. The school's police force is investigating a charge that Knight grabbed a freshman and swore at him.
There's the Bobby Knight alarm right there. It's gone off.
Reportedly left marks on the young man's arm.
Now, all the kids said was, what's up, Knight?
What's up, Knight? That's exactly what the 19-year-old said.
Has anyone done any research where there's maybe, like, he hates being called Knight? You know, have you ever met people that
hate being
called by their last name?
But even if... I thought about that when I heard it on ESPN today. Even if that's the case...
And you're in front of a line of kids waiting for tickets, you don't do anything.
If you're Bobby Knight or not, you don't have that reaction. But if you're Bobby Knight, and if you're on your last leg, mm-hmm. and you're on super double secret probation...
Right.
Even if a guy says to you, what's up, asswipe, mm-hmm. you just... turn and keep going.
Walk away. You know, in a situation like that, I almost think the guy wants out. I swear to God, because I don't think he's that stupid. I really don't. I don't think he's that stupid. He could
might
want,
be.
Really, you think so?
Might be.
Oh, really? You've turned on him a little bit.
No. I still think he's a great basketball coach, and he's very determined. I'm just telling you, he might be one of those guys who is so opinionated, so impossible to move from what he thinks is right.
Right.
In that way, he's stupid. Unwilling to change.
Amazing.
The coach took what's up, Knight, as a sign of disrespect, reportedly, especially since the student who made that remark is the son of a radio personality who has been critical of the coach. Now, this just in, before the newscast, an assistant coach, Mike Davis, says he saw the confrontation. He says the grab was like shaking hands and wasn't stern. He tells ESPN.com that he stopped and watched, and then everybody walked off, and the kid was joking and laughing about it afterwards.
Well, maybe it's blown out of proportion, Buzz. We do have an exclusive tape of the young man coming up to Bobby Knight.
Oh, good.
Let's roll that down, please.
What's up, guys?
There he is.
Yeah, that last part sounded like guys, but it's actually him saying, what's up, Knight?
What's up, guys?
Set him off.
So that's the latest. Thanks, Burbank.
He had bruises on his arms.
What's up, guys?
A big piece of the set nearly came tumbling down on the live broadcast of MTV's Video Music Awards last night. That's because the bass player for Rage Against the Machine climbed the lighted tower while Limp Bizkit was accepting the Best Rock Video Award. Fred Durst says the police did the right thing arresting bassist Timmy C and his bodyguard. He says Timmy may need help. Also arrested there last night, five men ages 14 to 46 on sexual abuse charges. All of them were busted for rubbing up against teenaged girls and young women. Eminem picked up three awards. Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera each got nothing but ribbing.
She's a slut, Britney Spears. I'm telling you, I mean that in a good way. Those outfits last night, her rolling around, rubbing herself on the floor like that.
Snake-like, you said.
What a whore.
But Britney...
What a little whore.
This little girl had knockers.
She actually looked hurt when the camera caught her reaction to one of the many insults she got that evening. Sean Wayans opened the show with a Chris Rock impression that fooled a reporter for the Washington Post. This morning, the Post...
Are you kidding me?
Listen to this from the Post print editions today.
There you go.
And I quote, Chris Rock closed his funny opening monologue with a tasteless joke about the slashes in O.J. Simpson's website address. Sounds just like the Post, doesn't it? As the Post slogan goes, if you don't get it, you don't get it.
Ain't that something?
Way to go. Duh.
And the Wayans brothers... sucked.
Right.
At hosting the MTV Awards last night.
Yeah.
No, not a little weak. A lot weak. They were awful.
They were on this show once, weren't they?
Yep.
The two guys.
Yeah, right.
How were they then? The show?
They were good.
Huh.
They were real good.
What happened? You know, the Williams sisters promos that they won, they were funny when I first saw them, and now they're just okay. Have you seen those?
Oh, the ones on MTV where they're dressed like the Williams sisters or one of them is playing with his nipples and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it was funny the first time, and then it's like, okay.
Well, you won't see them anymore now that the show's over.
Yeah, forget it. Forget about it. I guess that would be true, being that the show is over.
Yeah, the show's already aired.
Yes.
You won't see those commercials anymore.
I guess I shouldn't have put it quite that way.
Your wish has been granted.
Yes, the bleach.
Vice presidential candidate Dick Cheney is registered to vote, but he almost never does. He has skipped 14 of the last 16 elections, even passing up his chances to vote for his running mate, who was
Great Dick,
then running for governor of Texas.
Big Dick.
Cheney was refusing to talk about this today.
My man.
Later this afternoon, he said
he's my dick.
He hasn't taken your advice to put that on his bumper sticker. Vote for Big Dick.
Said he was usually out of the country on business when those elections came up. Back in Connecticut, the records show that Gore's running mate, Joe Lieberman, has voted in all but one of the elections there in the past 5 years. Before that, he lived in Wyoming, where he voted in every election since 1978.
Big Dick and Little Joe.
Jimmy, Big Gum Jim was showing me a video clip of George W. at a wedding.
Oh, I wanted to see this. I've heard about it.
You know, I'll be honest. Looking at it totally objectively,
yeah,
I think that it's probably about an 80% chance that he's totally wasted. But you could easily deny it and say, no, he wasn't. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's really funny is that it's him at a wedding and
I've heard about the tape.
The video camera that's sitting there and he's saying, only in America, these people, these fine people. She's skinny, only in America, jogs on. And he's saying it like a drunk guy would. And you're sitting there going, yes, he appears to be inebriated, but you could actually say, you know, if you said, hey, he was just being silly and being funny. But at the very end, the last part of the clip, when they're pulling away with the camera, you see him with this cocktail glass, you know. Looks like one of my Irish whiskey glasses. And he's leaning his head back, and he is slamming this down. I do not believe that is ginger ale. That is not being consumed like ginger ale.
And that was supposedly took place after he says he gave up drinking.
Yeah.
That's the controversy about the tape.
That's the whole deal.
But is something wrong with all that?
Not a thing.
He's still my man.
It's a free country.
I got my window sticker. I haven't put it in my car yet, but I got my window sticker. Fine Republicans. They appreciate having me on their team.
I know they do. You might want to put a martini glass next to that window sticker, too.
Like, that's going to be a deterrent to me?
No, not to me either.
That my candidate enjoys an adult beverage?
Well, it's not that he enjoys an adult beverage. It says he doesn't enjoy an adult beverage.
So do I.
And then that's right. You say you don't and you do.
I say I don't and I do.
So you will not be having a martini this weekend. Is that correct?
No.
There you go.
Let's go to ESPN.
I won't be having my first martini at about 8:30 tonight.
Let's go to ESPN for a second, if you want to, for Bobby Knight's live news conference.
All right, Buzz, let's do that. Guess the mic was a little overmodulated.
We're with you, Buzz.
Same time. Now, here's exactly what happened, and it'll be about the length of what happened. Now, as I pushed the door open, there were four kids, and the first three kids trying to go through the door as I'm trying to get through the door, as I swing the door open, and they're holding the door. And as I try to slide through the door kind of sideways, as does this kid, to get through the door, right about even with the door, this kid looks at me and says, "Hi, Knight." And as he's moving, I put my hand on the inside of his elbow. And I looked at him and I said, "Son, my name isn't Knight for you. It's Coach Knight or it's Mr. Knight. I don't call people by their last names and neither should you."
He's admitting it all wrong.
He's still wrong. He's out.
He took a step or so and he said, "Well, I'm sorry, whatever." And I said, "Just remember when you're talking to elders what I've said." And with that, he stuck his hand forward. I don't know whether to shake hands.
That comment I made about him not being that dumb.
Mumbled something, and then eventually came, "Goodbye, Knight." And I just kept on walking. And I said to myself, "I don't think I reached him." With that, so that is what happened, and that's entirely what happened. And any deviation from that is absolutely inaccurate.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations, Bobby. You just signed your own death warrant.
Monday night at a live news conference from ESPN.
The kid's like, you know, the kid, probably some Weasley little kid.
Right.
And he's running back to his dorm room, taking a Polaroid of his elbow with the hand mark on it. Because, you know, I was waiting to say? I was waiting to hear him say, so I shook his hand and I said hi. But then he goes into this whole thing, respect your, oh, F mm-hmm. him.
You call me Coach Knight or you call me Mr. Knight.
Mm. See you later, Bobby.
Listen, I love that.
This is the end of the Don and Mike show.